He lived in Gerar.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
亚以撒是唯一一个没有离开迦南地。
Isaac was the only one who did not leave Canaan.
亚伯拉罕去过埃及。
Abraham went to Canaan.
啊，这个这个。
第二十节。
Verse 20。
以撒因着信就指着将来的事给雅各以扫祝福。
By faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau even regarding things to come。
我想到现在弟兄姊妹都知道我们这次大会的主题是讲到认识神。
I think brothers and sisters know that the theme of this conference this time is knowing God。
我们要从圣经中提到我们的神是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
We are mentioned from the Bible, the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
我们要从这个形容来看，认识我们的神。
From this description, we want to know our God.
我们知道摩西在旷野曾经看到一丛的荆棘。
We know that Moses, once in the wilderness, saw a bush.
有火烧在荆棘上。
And this bush was burning.
但是荆棘居然没有烧毁。
But this bush was not consumed.
神就从荆棘里面对摩西说话。
And God spoke to Moses through this bush.
神启示他自己说，他是亚伯拉罕的神，以撒的神，雅各的神。
God revealed himself as the God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob.
结果圣经告诉我们，摩西不光是脱了脚上的鞋。
Then the Bible tells us that not only did Moses remove his sandals,
他也蒙上自己的脸。
But he also hid his face.
这是我们这一次很大的愿望。
This is our desire this time.
但愿我们不是只是在头脑里面明白我们的神是怎样的一位。
May we just not know who our Lord is in mind only.
但愿我们真认识亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
May we truly know the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
因着这个认识。
And through this knowledge,
叫我们愿意脱下脚上的鞋。
May we remove our sandals.
我们情愿做主爱的奴隶。
We want to be the love slave of our God.
我们宁可一生失去我们的自由。
We are willing to give up our own freedom.
不止如此。
Not only that.
我们也很自动并且乐意地把我们的脸蒙上。
Very naturally and in a very willing way, we are willing to hide our face.
因着我们认识这一位神。
Because we know this God,
我们愿意告诉主说，
we want to tell our Lord,
我们愿意失去我们的自己。
We are willing to give up of ourselves.
我们很自然地就蒙上我们的脸。
And very naturally we hide our face.
所以我们巴不得在这一次聚会里面，
May it that during this conference time,
主要在我们每个人身上留下个深刻的印象。
May the Lord leave a deep impression in each and every one of us.
因为主的确把我们带到圣地。
Because the Lord has brought us indeed to holy ground.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我们愿意做主的奴隶。
We want to be his bondslave.
我们愿意脱下我们的鞋。
We want to remove our sandals.
我们也愿意失去我们的自己。
We are willing to give up of ourselves.
我们愿意蒙上我们的脸。
We want to hide our face.
那今天晚上是第二次，也是最后一次说到以撒。
Tonight is the second time and also the last time we will speak of Isaac.
我们说过以撒如果从人的角度来看他的故事，
According to the point of view of man, if we're to see his story,
好像以撒没有多少可以说的。
It's as if there's not much to speak of Isaac.
如果我们从人的角度来看以撒的话，
In the angle or the viewpoint of man,
恐怕十个人会导致十个不同的结论。
10 different people will come up with 10 different conclusions on Isaac.
如果你请犹太拉比告诉我们以撒的故事，
If you were to tell a Jewish rabbi to tell you the story of Isaac,
他会告诉你怎么解释以撒。
He will tell you how to explain Isaac.
如果你找到一般爱主的弟兄姊妹，
And if you find brothers and sisters who love the Lord,
你看见有的基督徒就根据新约的最高的道德的标准，
Some people will use the highest moral of the New Testament.
然后来看亚伯拉罕、看以撒，还要看雅各。
To explain and see Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
所以当你读到有一些关于以撒的书的时候，
So many times when you read about books concerning Isaac,
你非常的惊讶。
you'll be quite amazed.
我举个简单的例子。
For example,
比方说有一个圣经学者，他的名字叫 Scroggie。
For example, there's a Bible scholar named Scroggie.
我们知道他写了一本很有名的书。
He wrote a very famous book.
在所有讲到圣经中览里面，这恐怕是最好的一本书。
It is probably one of the best overview books in the world.
所以我们知道说这本书神实在是用它。
And God has used this book.
但是如果你读这本书的话
But if you read this book,
你会发现他写到以撒的时候他是摇摇头的
When he talks about Isaac, he is shaking his head.
他的评价是完全负面的评价
And his value is
negative.
Very negative value.
那不光如此
Not only that.
不光是说到以撒是如此
Not only does he is apply to Isaac.
他说到这个所罗门也是这样
But it also applies when he talks about Solomon.
所以弟兄姊妹我们就很为难了
So it's very difficult, brothers and sisters.
因为这些人他们实在认识圣经
They know, these people know the Bible.
如果他们从圣经从新约的角度道德的角度来看以撒的话
But if they look through the New Testament on a high ground morally,
那么当然他会得到一些的结论
Of course, they'll reach some conclusion.
比方说根据这些人他们来读以撒的时候
According to these scholars, when they read Isaac,
他们觉得为什么以撒可以说是没有什么可以提的
Why do they say there's nothing much to talk about?
尤其到了晚年更是没有可以提的
Especially in his latter days.
你记得以撒要死的时候
Do you remember when Isaac was about to die?
那么他把他的儿子以扫叫来了
He called his son Esau.
他很想吃以扫所做的野味
He wanted to have a savory meal from Esau
然后他就要给他的儿子祝福
And then he would bless his son
那么当然如果你从新约的角度来看的话
Now if you look at the point of view of the New Testament
你看这里有一个人很贪吃的
Here's somebody who is like a little glutton
你知道到了晚年他很喜欢吃
He wants to eat, he loves to eat
如果他能吃到他儿子的野味他就为他祝福
So if he knew how to meet his desire to eat then he would get a blessing
所以你如果读这些书的话
So if you read these books
你很自然会有一个结论
Naturally you come to a conclusion
这个以撒果然是眼睛昏花了
Isaac was indeed blinded
眼睛昏花
Isaac's eyesight was blurry
那我们的眼睛昏花就是他得了白内障
And when it was blurry it means that he had cataracts
那现在我们打白内障可以再开刀的
Today when we have cataracts we can have an operation
那个时候他不能开刀
At that time he couldn't have an operation
所以他的确是眼睛昏花
So his eyesight was blurry
但是你看看他好像有点糊涂了
And he also seems kind of forgetful
Confused
你看
他已经很大很大的年龄了
He's very old
你知道当一个人呢到了很老很老他就返老还童
So when he is very old he becomes very
就回到从前小的时候
he goes back to his childhood he acts like a child
他小的时候喜欢吃什么他老的时候就喜欢吃什么
so what he enjoyed to eat when he was a kid he now likes to eat when he's old
他小的如果喜欢吃妈妈给他做的花生他老了就喜欢吃花生
so when and as a child he liked to eat peanuts from his mother when he's old he also liked those peanuts
所以我相信啊这个撒拉丹很会做花生的
I believe that Sarah knew how to make peanuts
所以我们知道以撒小的时候他的的确确吃了很多妈妈最好的味道
So Isaac when he was young ate much of the good food from Sarah
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers,
你看人老的时候
When man becomes old
外面的人慢慢的就朽坏了
The outer man decays
你看慢慢慢慢的记忆就不行了
His mind goes
慢慢慢慢就回到小孩子
He becomes a child again
所以他就很想吃野味
So he wants to eat that savory meal
现在他的妈妈不在了
His mother is no longer with him
但是他知道他有一个儿子专门打猎的
But he knows his son was a hunter
所以他希望叫儿子能给他野味
So he's willing for his son to give him some savory meal
所以弟兄姊妹如果你从完全道德的标准来看以撒的话
So if you look from a point of view, a moral point of view
你看见说你看他是糊涂了
He has become confused
他年纪大了
He is old
所以他眼睛昏花了
So he has become blurry
他已经搞不清楚了
He no longer can make sense of things
但是弟兄姊妹
But brother and sister
很稀奇
Amazing
如果你从这个角度来看以撒的话
If you look from this point of view
那换句话说
In other words
以撒到了
晚年的时候
，in Isaac's latter days，
好像是一无可取，好像没有什么好谈的。
It's as if there's nothing to talk about。
你看见吗？好像这个人已经到了黄昏了。
It's as if this he has reached the end of his days。
好像到了这个，所以你看见说现在呢，因着他年纪老迈，所以他就做了一些糊涂的事。
And because he is old, he is doing some forgetful things。
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers，
我们说过。如果我们要明白以撒、亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各
，We said before, if we want to understand Abraham, Isaac, or Jacob,
我们要看圣灵怎么解释。
We have to see how the Holy Spirit explains.
如果我们不是根据圣灵的解释
，If we don't go according to explanation of the Holy Spirit,
如果不管我们从什么角度去解释它
，No matter what angle we approach it,
有一个危险
，There's one danger.
我们会有一个结论和圣灵的结论刚好是相反的。
Our conclusion could be totally different than the Holy Spirit.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
当我们读以撒一生的时候
，When we read the story of Isaac,
很多人到了晚年就叹一口气。
Many people in the latter days will sigh.
我知道有一个人就讲了一篇道。
There was one who preached a message.
那个内容很简单。
The content was very simple.
就是不要贪吃。
That is, don't be a glutton.
你不要像以撒一样。
Don't be like Isaac.
这是呀，以撒晚节不保，以撒到了晚年就是不行了。
And that is the old age of Isaac.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你如果让圣灵来解释以撒的话
if you allow the Holy Spirit to explain Isaac,
讲到亚伯拉罕的时候
when you speak of Abraham,
最先讲的三点
It speaks of three points.
但是讲到以撒的时候
But when you speak of Isaac,
如果以撒一生里面有一件是可以提的话
If there is one thing that you can point out in his life,
完全叫我们跌破眼镜
It will allow us to be totally astonished.
你看见圣灵所提到的那一点是我们完全做梦也没有想到的
The Holy Spirit pointed that out. That is something that we would never have thought.
我们觉得以撒最糊涂的时候
We thought that when Isaac would have his most forgetful
time, 你看见在希伯来
In Hebrews chapter 11,
讲到信心的英雄 heroes of faith,
when it speaks of the heroes of faith,
以撒当然是其中的一个
Isaac was one of them.
那哪一件是以撒最讨神的喜悦呢
What was the most pleasing to
God? 什么时候 God 叫神记得以撒呢
What was the thing that God remembered of Isaac?
稀奇不稀奇
Is it amazing?
神不会忘记亚伯拉罕离了加勒底的乌尔
God did not forget that Abraham left the Ur of the Chaldeans.
谁也没有忘记亚伯拉罕在寄居之地做客搭档棚。
God did not forget that Abraham was a stranger and sojourner.
谁也没有忘记他们怎么样生以撒。
God did not forget how they bore Isaac.
谁也没有忘记亚伯拉罕怎么献以撒。
God did not forget how Abraham offered up Isaac.
那现在讲到以撒。
Well, now you speak of Isaac.
圣灵怎么说呢
What does the Holy Spirit say?
在一生那么多的事情里面。
In all the events in the life of Isaac.
圣灵给我们印象什么印象呢
What was the impression that the Holy Spirit gave?
他的解释是什么解释呢
What is his explanation?
讲到以撒的信心的时候。
When he spoke of Isaac's faith.
乃是我们觉得他最不行的事。
That is where we thought he lacked the most.
那圣灵告诉我们说。
But what does the Bible say?
以撒因着信。
Isaac, by faith,
就指着将来的事。
Even regarding things to come,
给雅各、以撒祝福。
Bless Jacob and Esau.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
我们就不懂了。
Now we don't understand.
以撒不是糊涂了吗
Wasn't Isaac very forgetful?
以撒不是心有一点偏以扫吗
Wasn't Isaac partial to Esau?
你看见没有
brothers and sisters,
以撒年纪实在是大了。
Isaac's age was old.
在人来看他是糊涂了。
In eyes man, he's forgetful and confused.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
有一件事我们做梦也没有想到。
There's one thing we had never thought of.
这里有一个人
There's one person.
从外面来说他是糊涂了。
Outwardly, he is forgetful.
你从创世纪里面故事的记载，他好像是糊涂了。
In the account of Genesis, he is confused.
但是有一件事我们知道。
But there is one thing we know.
等到以撒祝福的时候
，When Isaac blessed，
在那一刻
，At that moment，
在那个祝福的那一刹那
，At that moment in time of blessing，
在这个以前可以是糊涂的。
Before that, yes, he was forgetful.
但是当他祝福的时候
But when he blessed,
他摸到属灵的事情的时候
When he touched the spiritual,
你不要忘记这里有一个人他摸属灵是摸了一辈子
Do not forget that this is one who touched spiritual things all of his life.
你看见圣灵在他有许许多多的储蓄
You see that there are many many reserved from the Holy Spirit.
我们可以说他外面不清楚了。
We can say that outwardly he was confused.
但是圣灵怎么为以撒做见证
？Well, how did the Holy Spirit testify for Isaac?
当他祝福的时候
，When he blessed,
他信心就浮起来。
His faith grew up.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
信心是灵里面的故事。
Faith is something of the spirit.
就做以撒的身体来讲
，According to his body,
他是糊涂了。
He was confused.
他爱吃野味。
He wanted the savory meal.
但是等到祝福，不管是以扫也好，不管是扫罗也，不管是雅各也好。
But for the blessing, whether it be Esau or Jacob,
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters,
你去读旧约的圣经
，if you're to read the Old Testament,
特别读到以撒怎样祝福的时候
，when you see the blessing of Esau and Jacob,
然后你注意到
，you will notice,
以撒的预言乃是预言。
Isaac's blessing is a prophecy.
后来果然在历史上完全应验。
And they were all accomplished throughout history.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters.
以撒对现在的事看不清楚。
Isaac is not clear with things of today.
他可以把雅各当作以撒。
He could treat Jacob as if he were Esau.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
当他运用信心的时候。
When he used his faith.
当他灵起来的时候。
When the spirit floated up.
当他祝福的时候。
When he blessed.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible said.
他是凭着信来做。
He did it by faith.
他不光是给雅各祝福，他也给以撒。
Not only did he bless Jacob, but he also blessed Esau.
而且弟兄姊妹
and brothers and sisters,
这些预言在最后全本圣经都应验。
All these prophecies were fulfilled in the Bible.
全本圣经要为以撒来做见证。
The whole Bible is to testify for Isaac.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
在这里你看见吗
？Do you see here?
虽然许多时候我们外面的人会一天毁坏一天。
Even though outwardly our outward man decays day by day,
但是感谢主
but thank the Lord.
里面的人却要。一天新是一天
The inner man will be renewed day by day.
我看过很多年纪老迈的弟兄姊
I've seen many elderly brothers and sisters.
我还记得我自己的岳父
I remember my own father-in-law.
当他身体软弱的时候
When he was weak.
从人来看他是老了
In man's eyes, he was old.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters.
我每次和他在一起祷告的时候
Every time I prayed with him.
他只要祷告
As long as he prayed.
他里面是清楚
He was very clear.
我父亲也是这样。
Same thing with my father.
他慢慢的外面已经慢起来。
Today he is becoming very old.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
他坐在那里。
When he sits there.
有的时候你问他你做什么呢
？You ask him, what are you doing?
他把衣服都准备好了。
He already has his clothes ready.
他一直等，希望我们的儿女们能带他出去吃饭。
He is waiting for his children to take him out to eat.
他一天到晚就是希望有人能请他吃饭。
Every day he's waiting for somebody to take him out to eat.
这是我的父亲。
That is my father.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
每次你和他一起祷告的时候。
But when you pray with him.
你听他祷告的时候。
When you hear his prayer.
你发现他外面的人是糊涂的。
You'll see that outwardly he's confused.
他里面的人证明。
But inside it's enlightened.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是以撒的结局。
This is.Isaac's story and conclusion.
这个我们大家不要忘记。
Do not forget.
这个不是我们的解释。
This is not our conclusion.
是圣灵的解释。
That's the explanation of the Holy Spirit.
弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
如果让我们来解释以撒的。
If we are to explain Isaac.
十个人有十个不同的解释。
10 different people, 10 different conclusions.
但如果我们要认识以撒的神。
But if we want to know the God of Isaac.
我们需要让圣灵来解释。
We need to have the Holy Spirit explain.
稀奇的很。
It is amazing.
在以撒的一生里面。
In the whole life of Isaac.
如果圣灵只提起一件的话。
If there is one thing that the Holy Spirit is to point out.
不是以撒献上的时候。
It is not when he was offered up.
乃是到他晚年的时候。
It was when he was old.
许多人认为说这个人糊涂。
When people thought that he was the most confused.
但是不弟兄姊妹。
But no, brothers and sisters.
你看见吗
？You'll see.
以撒一点都没糊涂。
Isaac was not.
我相信他要吃野味的时候可能是糊涂。
Maybe when he asked for the savory meal, he was confused.
但是一摸到属灵的事。
But when he touched the spiritual.
他因为儿子祝福。
As soon as he blessed his children, brothers and sisters,
你看见他灵就起来。
His spirit rose up.
这证明什么？
What does this prove?
证明说，你看见说，虽然我们外面的身体一天毁坏一天。
It shows that even though daily our body outwardly is decaying,
但是你看圣灵在这做一个工作。
But the spirit is doing a work.
当圣灵讲到许多信心的英雄的时候，
When the spirit speaks of all these heroes of faith,
他讲到以撒的时候，
When he speaks of Isaac,
他是怎么说的？
What did he say?
是说到以撒晚年的时候。
It spoke of Isaac's latter days.
我们误会他。
We misunderstood.
我们以为说到这个时候，以撒我们就以撒再读不下去了。
We thought that at this time we couldn't continue reading about Isaac.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这就是以撒的神。
This is the God of Isaac.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你如果读圣经的话。
If you read the Bible.
当一个人跟随主忠心到年老的时候。
When somebody is faithful and he's getting old following the Lord.
你看见我们的主仍旧缠。
You will see that our Lord will sustain him.
我们的主仍旧怀抱他，像怀抱婴孩。
Our Lord will carry him and hug him like a child.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
外面的人可以慢慢的毁坏。
The outward man can slowly decay.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他里面的人却是明亮。
The inner man is light.
所以到了晚年还有信心吗？
So at the old age, is there still faith?
当一个人贪吃的时候还有信心吗？
If someone still wants to eat so much, is there still faith?
当一个人把这个小儿当大儿子的时候，这个人还有信心吗？
When somebody mistakes the older for the younger son, is there still faith?
外面可能会糊涂。
Outwardly, there's confusion.
但是最美丽的一件事。
But the most beautiful thing,
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
照着太阳快下山。
When the sun is about to descend up the mountain,
那是一天最美丽的时候。
That is the most beautiful time of day.
神给每一个走完人生最后一个阶段的弟兄和姊妹。
The Lord gives to the brother and sister who was at the last stage of their life.
这个晚年就像以撒的晚年一样。
That last stage is like the last stage of Isaac.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天世界上的人，
today the people of this world,
人老了就没有用了。
When the person is old, he's
useless. 人老了就应该放在一边了。
When the person is old, you put him aside.
人老了就糊涂了。
When the person is old, he becomes confused.
谁都可以骗他。
Everybody can deceive.
雅各可以骗他。
Jacob can deceive.
连他自己的妻子都能骗他。
Yet even his own spouse can deceive.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
神是以撒的神。
God is the God of Isaac.
好像什么人都可以骗他。
It's as if everybody can deceive him.
但是只要摸到属灵的，
but as long as he touches the spirit,
到底他在主面前有多少属灵的储蓄？
How much deposit he has of the spirit?
亲爱的年轻的弟兄姊妹，
dear younger brothers and sisters,
当你年轻力壮的时候，
as you are young and you are strong,
当你在人生早晨的时候，
when you are at the dawn of your life,
你的头脑是最好的，
your mind is the clearest.
你看你比起年长的弟兄，你领会快得多了。
Compared to the older saints, you understand a lot quicker.But do not forget,
他所走的路比你长得多了。
The way he walked is longer than yours.
他所认识的神比你深多了。
The knowledge that he has of God is deeper than yours.
你以为这个人到了晚年糊涂了。
You thought that when he was old, he's only confused.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
以撒的神却站在他的身边。
The God of Isaac stands beside him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
一摸到属灵的事情，
when you touch the spiritual,
他里面就明亮。
Inside, he is clear.
当你弟兄去访问一个很老很老的弟兄，
when our brother Washman Nee went to visit a very elderly brother,
他叫做 George Cutting.
His name was George Cutting.
他已经九十几岁了。
He was over 90 years old.
那个时候他常常糊涂的。
And at that time, he was very confusing and forgetful.
那么等到你弟兄去看他的时候，
so when brother Nee went to visit him,
他就醒过来了。
He awoke.
然后就说了几句话。
And he spoke a couple words.
他知道这里有个弟兄是从中国来的。
He knew that here stood a brother from China.
然后他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
他弟兄啊。
He said, brother,
我没有主不行。
Without the Lord, I can't do anything.
主没有我也不行。
But if the Lord does not have me, he can't eat.
他讲完了以后又糊涂了。
After he said that, he fell into confusion again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这是以撒。
That's Isaac.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所有圣灵在每一个弟兄身上所做的工作不会失去。
There, every single work that the Holy Spirit does in the brothers and sisters will not be lost.
世界上面说一个人老了就完了。
In the world, an old person was, says that's the end.
不，弟兄姊妹。
But no.
现在你认识以撒的神。
Now you know the God of Isaac.
神负他一生的责任。
God will be responsible for him all of his life.
到了晚年的时候。
Especially in his latter days.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
在这里圣经给我们看见。
Here the Bible shows us.
以撒到了晚年的时候。
At the old age in Isaac.
你看见他里面是透亮的。
Inside he was very clear.
外面会糊涂。
Outward, a little confused.
每一个人都会老的。
Everybody will age.
所以你千万不要笑年长的弟兄。
Do not laugh at the elderly.
因为有一天这条路我们都要走。
Because one day we will all walk the same way.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我们的神乃是以撒的神。
Our God is the God of Isaac.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们以为到糊涂的时候。
We thought that when we were confused.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
在这里，以撒做了我们信心的榜样。
Isaac became the example of faith.
这个榜样
This example
不是他年轻力壮的时候
wasn't when he was young and strong.
乃是他年纪老迈的时候
But it was when he was elderly.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你想这给我们有何等的安慰呢？
What a comfort that is.
我们的神不光是亚伯拉罕的神。
Our God is not only the God of Abraham.
我们的神也是以撒的神。
But he is also the God of Isaac.
如果你认识我们的神是以撒的神。
If you know him as the God of Isaac.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不光年轻的时候你什么都不要做。
Not only when you are young, you don't want to do anything.
等到你年老走最后一程的时候。
But when you walk the last stage of your life.
你也能把自己交托给主。
You can give yourself to the Lord.
你也不必什么都要做。
You don't have to do everything.
你不要想得太多了。
You don't have to think too much.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
主要负你的责任。
The Lord will be responsible.
让人来写你的历史的话。
If man were to write your history about my
life. 你是个糊涂的晚年。
That you are confused at your latter age. Old age.
感谢主。
But brothers and sisters.
圣灵要为你做见证。
The Holy Spirit will testify for you.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我们的神。
Our Lord.
不光是亚伯拉罕的神。
Our God is not only a God of Abraham.
不光是雅各的神。
But the God of Isaac.
我们的神也是以撒的神。
He is the God of Isaac.
所以我想现在我们很清楚了。
It's very clear.
我们已经讲到以撒的最后高潮了。
We already spoke of the apex of Isaac's life.
以撒到了这一生就完了。
We see that his end of his life.
那我们应该可以散会了。
So now we could end the meeting.
不，但是我们是拿这个做例子。
No, we are only using this as an example.
我们先讲到他的晚年。
We speak of his old age.
人认为是失败的。
When people think that it is one of defeat.
不，圣灵不同意。
But the Holy Spirit doesn't agree.
圣灵不。
The Holy Spirit says no.
你如果从希伯来书的话。
If you read Hebrews.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见我们弄错了。
We said we were mistaken.
所以主给我们看见以撒的晚年是怎样的晚年。
The Lord shows us the latter days of Isaac.
那现在我们要来看。
But now we want to see.
他怎么进到这个地步的。
How did he enter into that stage?
他怎么慢慢的成熟的。
How did he slowly mature?
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在我们需要圣灵用另外一幅画来解释给我们。
Now we need the Holy Spirit.Spirit to explain with another picture.
我们知道最好的图画就是加拉太书第四章。
And we know the best picture is found in Galatians chapter
4. 那里给我们看见。
There it tells us.
以撒不光是预表基督。
That Isaac not only is a type of Christ.
他怎样是儿子。
But it also shows how he is a son.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
宇宙中只有一个儿子。
Within the universe there is only one son.
那就是父怀里的独生子。
And that is the only begotten son in the Father's bosom.
有了儿子就有生命。
If you have son, you have life.
没有儿子就没有生命。
No son, no life.
在他的儿子里就有生命。
In his son, there is life.
在他之外都不是生命。
Outside of him, it is not life.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
这就是主要给我们所认识的基督。
This is what the Lord wants to show us.
要给我们
to know this Christ.
儿子。
We want to see the Son.
Oh, 这是件太大的事。
This is a great thing.
他不光是儿子。
Not only is he Son.
他也是 Eternal Son. 他是永远之子。
He is the Eternal Son.
他怎样是在父怀里独生子。
How he is the only begotten Son in the Father's bosom.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
以撒乃是个非常美丽的预表。
Isaac is a beautiful type.
但是不止如此。
But not only that.
以撒也是我们的预表。
Isaac is also a type of us.
我们都是从圣灵生的。
We were all born of the Spirit.
圣经告诉我们，圣经在那里很明显告诉我们说，这个以实玛利是凭着血气生的。
The Bible very clearly speaks that Ishmael was born of the flesh.
当以撒断奶的时候
，When Isaac was weaned，
这个以实玛利就戏笑，就笑以撒。
Ishmael mocked Isaac.
你知道圣灵怎么解释呢
？How does the Holy Spirit describe it？
圣灵说，那从血气生的逼迫。
从圣灵上。
The Holy Spirit describes it as the one born of flesh persecuted the one of the Spirit.
这是逼迫弟兄姊妹。
This is persecution.
所以圣经是用以斯玛利的嬉笑来代表今天我们所受到的逼迫。
So the Bible uses the mocking of Ishmael to represent the persecution that we suffer today.
加拉太书告诉我们说。
The Book of Galatians says.
圣灵与肉体相争。
That the Spirit and the flesh are in opposition.
肉体与圣灵相争。
And the flesh and the Spirit are in opposition.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
等到以撒断奶的时候
When Isaac was weaned,
现在圣灵怎么解释呢
How does the Bible describe it?
要把以斯玛利赶出去
You have to cast Ishmael away.
换句话说
In other words,
当一个人可以吃干粮不吃奶的时候
When somebody can eat meat and no longer just milk,
长大的时候
When somebody grows up,
有一个表现
There is one thing that shows up.
肉体在他身上没有地位的
The flesh has no longer any place in his life.
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters,
你看见说以撒的故事也就是我们的故事
The story of Isaac is our story
所以感谢主
Thank the Lord
这里有两条线
There are two lines here
一面讲到儿子
On one hand we speak of
讲到我们的主怎样是父怀的独生子
We speak of our Lord Jesus as the only begotten son of the Father's bosom
But not only that 我们看见
It also shows us
我们怎么要得着儿子的名字
How we can gain sonship
我们信主耶稣的时候
Once we believe
我们得着了儿子的生命
We have gained the son's life
但这个生命需要长大
But this life needs to grow
需要成熟
It needs to mature
到了有一天
Until one day
这个父亲就把他放在儿子的地位上
So the father will then place him in the position of son
现在父亲可以把所有的产业都交给他了
The father will give all the inheritance to him.
这个叫做儿子的名分。
This is sonship.
这是新约圣经非常重要的真理。
This is a very important truth in the New Testament.
但是许多时候不明白。
But many times we don't understand.
但是感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
从以撒的故事。
From the story of Isaac.
你就能看见儿子名分这个故事。
You can see this matter of sonship.
你看见圣灵这样点点滴很仔细的把那幅图画画给我们看。
And how very, very accurately the Holy Spirit gives us this picture.
我们曾经看见过
We've said before
以撒是怎么生的
How Isaac was born.
他的生是最特别的生
His birth was the most special one.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
而且他是亚伯拉罕的独生子
And he was the only son of Abraham.
那不止如此
Not only that.
我们也看见他怎样在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽
We saw how he grew before the Lord as a tender shoot.
像根垂干地
Like aroot out of dry and parched land.
然后最后你看见说他然后我们看见在摩利亚山上
And then on Mount Moriah
虽然是他的父亲把他放在祭坛上
Even though it was his father who put him on the altar
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
这就是告诉我们说
It shows us
神爱世人
God loved the world
甚至将他的独生子赐给他
That he gave his only begotten son to them
在什么地方在什么时候这样做呢
Where and when did this happen?
那是两千年前
2000 years ago
就是在摩利亚
On Mount Moriah.
哥哥他山就是摩利亚山的一部分。
Golgotha is part of Mount Moriah.
所以我们的神就把他儿子在十字架上献上。
So our God offered up his son for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
你明白吗
Do you understand?
但是你看见说我们的主他顺服到死。
But our Lord was obedient to the very end.
人刺激他要他从十字架上下来。
People tempted him to come down from the cross. But brother and sister,
他不能救他自己。
He could not save himself.
他如果救他自己，他就不能救我们。
If he saved himself, he couldn't save us.
他是顺服到死。
He was obedient to death.
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister,
在这里给我们看见。
Here we see.
我们主怎样心甘情愿的让父神把他放在那个哥哥他身上。
How our Lord was willing to allow his beloved father to put him on Golgotha.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个就是亚伯拉罕献以撒的故事。
This is the story of Abraham offering up Isaac.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这个预表是非常美丽的预表。
This type is a beautiful type.
亚伯拉罕说，神告诉亚伯拉罕说。
God told Abraham,
你带着以撒
take Isaac,
你的独生以撒
your only begotten son,
也就是你所爱的以撒
the one whom you love.
如果你问我什么叫做爱
if you were to ask me what is love,
你要问在摩利亚山上发生了什么事
you have to ask what happened on Mount Moriah.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你如果读圣经
if you read the Bible,
你发现有一个词你不大明白
there is a word that you don't quite understand.
那怎么办呢
What do you do?
这个读圣经有一个明白圣经的原则。
There is a principle in studying the Bible.
这个原则叫做第一次提起来的原则。
This is the principle of first mention.
意思就是说，你要看这个字第一次在什么地方出现。
That is, you want to find in the Bible where did this word appear first.
比方说，当我写论文的时候。
For example, when I'm writing a thesis.
如果我讲的一个词是读者不从来不没有听过的。
If I'm writing something and there's a word I use that the reader has never heard.
我是第一次用这个词的话
If I use it the first time in my thesis
如果我的思想是很周密的话
If my thought is very complete
那我就会就开始解释第一次的时候我一定解释这个词是什么意思
For the first time I'll explain what that term means
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
什么叫爱
What is love
你告诉我你能不能爱下个定义
Can you give me a definition of love
我从前进到个饭厅饭厅门口有 有一句话
I went to a restaurant once and there was a banner there.
那上面写什么呢?
What did it say?
它什么叫爱呢?
It says, what is love?
爱就是把饭通通吃光,这叫爱。
Love is finish all that you eat. That is love.
我敢告诉弟兄们,没有一个人能对爱下定义的。
I can guarantee none of us can give a definition of love.
但如果有一天你到摩利亚山去。
But one day, if you go to Mount Moriah.
尤其2000年前你到哥哥他去。
Especially 2000 years ago.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你要遇见什么叫的爱。
You will see and meet love.
因为创世纪22章讲了你所爱的以撒。
Because in Genesis 22, the Isaac that you love,
那是圣经第一次提到爱。
That is the first time the word love is mentioned. Brothers and sisters,
神怎么解释爱?
How does God define love?
你看看十字架。
Look at the cross.
约翰是最后一个离开十字架。
John was the last one to leave the cross.
他看见主在十字架上所经过的。
He saw what the Lord went through on the cross.
他一辈子都不会忘记。
Forever, he will never forget that.
他一直寻找，一直寻找。
He was seeking and seeking.
巴不得圣灵能给他一句话。
He wanted the Holy Spirit to give him a word.
他能够形容他在十字架上所看见。
That he could describe what he saw on that cross.
到他快100岁的时候。
When he was almost 100 years old.
也许外面的人慢慢的毁坏。
And maybe the outward man was decaying.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
他还记得十字架那幅图画。
He remembered the picture of the cross.
现在约翰告诉自己。
So now John said to himself.
我现在怎么告诉人这幅图画?
How am I going to explain this picture to
我在十字架的因我明明在十字架上面底下看见这幅图画
I was under the cross and I saw this picture
到底怎么形容这幅图画
How am I to describe this picture
感谢主
Thank the Lord
有一天约翰找到了一句话
One day John found the right word
这是整个人类所有文献里面最伟大的发现
Among all the writings and all of mankind this is the greatest discovery
没有人给爱下过定义
Nobody ever defined love
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
当圣经里面第一次提到爱的时候
When the Bible spoke of love for the very first time
那是摩利亚山的故事
That was the story of Mount Moriah
那是亚伯拉罕以撒的故事
The story of Abraham and Isaac
那也是哥哥他山的故事
But it is also the story of Calvary
你怎么形容这个图画呢
How do you describe this picture
老约翰到了晚年的时候
When the old John was at his
last age 有一天主终于给他一句话了
One day the Lord gave him a word
这是人类最伟大的发现
It is the greatest discovery of mankind What did he say?
他说神就是爱。
Said God is love.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白吗？
Now do you understand?
在这你只要看见我们的主怎样为我们钉在十字架上。
If you see how our Lord was nailed to that cross.
你只要看哥哥他生的故事。
If you see the story on Golgotha.
你就知道这就是爱的故事。
You will see this is a story of love.
所以你看亚伯兰必须到摩利亚地区。
So Abraham had to go to Moriah.
他必须到今天的耶路撒冷去。
He had to go to today's Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷有两座山。
Jerusalem has two mountains.
有东山，有西山。
There's the eastern hill and the western hill.
东山就是摩利亚山。
The eastern hill is Mount Moriah.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你记不记得
？Do you remember?
当神呼召亚伯拉罕的时候
，When God called Abraham.
他不知道往哪里去。
He did not know where to go.
他只知道要离开加勒利乌尔。
He only knew that he had to leave the Ur of Chaldea.
他去哪里呢
？Where did he go?
神说我要带你我所指示的。
God says, I will take you to where I direct you.
后来我们才晓得
Then we knew
那块地是迦南地
That land was the land of Canaan.
但是不要忘记
But do not forget
神虽然说过了这一次的话
Even though God spoke these words
有一些
One day,
等到亚伯拉罕成熟到一个地步的时候
，When Abraham was mature,
刚刚开始
，At the very beginning,
神说你要到我所指示的地方去。
God said, "I will. You have to go to where I point you to go."
现在是要亚伯拉罕献以撒
，But now God wants Abraham to offer up Isaac.
那么以撒神能不能就让亚伯拉罕到厨房就把以撒献上了呢
？So can God allow Abraham to offer Isaac in the kitchen?
不能的。
No.
那个时候的迦南人
，The Canaanites of that time,
他们献祭的时候
，When they offer
都上附近的山上就献掉了。
They always offered in the nearby mountains.
他们宗教总是给人最大的方便的。
Their religion was very convenient.
为什么摩利亚山
？Why Mount Moriah？
为什么要走三天的路程
？Why walk three days？
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
谁做一件事是当地的宗教不做的
？God did something that the religion of that day didn't do.
所以弟兄姊妹，你明白吗
？Do you understand？
为了这个缘故
，For this reason，
你看见说现在就是在摩利亚山上
，On Mount Moriah，
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
现在你就知道什么叫做爱。
You will know what is love.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这是哥哥他的故事。
This is the story of Golgotha.
讲到神怎样爱世人
，How God loved the world.
怎样把独生子赐给我们
？How He gave His only begotten Son to us. Thank the Lord.
等到神把独生子赐给我们的时候
，When He gave us His only begotten Son.
神没有留下一样的好处不给我们。
God did not keep from us anything.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
这就是十字架的爱。
This is the story. This is the love of the cross.
不是预表基督吗
？Isn't Isaac a type of Christ?
不光预表基督
，Not only a type of Christ.
乃是基督和他钉十字架。
But it is Christ and Christ crucified.
这就是摩利亚山所给我们看见的。
This is what Mount Moriah shows us.
那现在我们好不好一同翻到这个创世纪二十二章？
Now let us turn together to Genesis 22.
现在我们看亚伯拉罕献完了以撒。
We see here that Abraham has offered up Isaac.
那个故事我们都明白了。
And we know the story.
然后我们来看第九节圣经怎么形容的。十九节圣经怎么说的
？Let us read verse 19.
于是亚伯拉罕回到他们仆人那里，他们一同起身往别是巴去。
So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba.
亚伯拉罕就住在别是巴。
And Abraham lived at Beersheba.
刚刚献上。
He had just offered up.
亚伯拉罕刚刚从复活里面把以撒带回来。
Abraham had just brought Isaac back from resurrection.
现在我们的不光为我们死，也为我们复活。
Not only has he died, but also he resurrected.
那么接下去应该是什么事
？So right after that, what follows?
哦，你说下面有二十三章。
You say, oh, there's chapter 23.
因为告诉我们说，撒拉到一百二十七岁，她就死了。
It speaks of Sarah, 127 years old, she died.
然后亚伯拉罕怎样为她买一块墓地
？And how Abraham bought a place for burial for her.
但是弟兄姊妹
，But brothers and sisters，
你如果明白圣灵，你若感觉细腻的话
，If you have a very, very, very sensitive, delicate, feeling.
你看，在二十二章讲到亚伯拉罕献以撒以后
，right after chapter 22, right after he speaks of the offering of
Isaac,
the Bible describes certain things.
然后整章二十三章
，and then you have chapter 23.
你看，你圣灵在那里预备。
Now you have the Holy Spirit who's preparing.
我们看见亚伯拉罕把以亚从以从从死里面把亚伯拉罕把以撒得回来的时候
，When Abraham had gained Isaac back from death.
那接下去有一个很重要的事
，What follows is very important.
但是表面上因着二十三章把它隔开了
，On the surface we have chapter 23 that overshadows.
但是如果你仔细的去读它的话
，But if you read it carefully.
你看圣灵接着要启示一件事
，The Holy Spirit following.That wants to reveal something.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
现在以撒是从死里面被他父亲得回来的。
Isaac was gained back from death.
现在我们的主不只为我们死，也为我们复活。
Our Lord has not only died, but He has risen for us.
但是故事没有停在那。
But the story does not end there.
现在亚伯拉罕、以撒要住在别是巴。
Now Abraham and Isaac will live in Beersheba.
那么为什么住在别是巴呢
？Why Beersheba?
下面有些事情要发生的。
There's something following that's important.
所以圣灵就埋下了一些伏笔。
So then the Bible here just lays down some groundwork.
这个非常重要的。
It's very important.
否则我们就不可能懂二十四章。
Or else we can't understand chapter 23.
所以如果你仔细来看的话
，If you read carefully,
简单的来说
，very simply speaking,
以撒奉献以后，以撒献上以后
，after Isaac was offered,
接下去的
following that
就是以撒娶利伯家。
That's when Isaac married Rebecca.
你说怎么知道呢？
How do you know?
就是当他献上回到别示巴的时候。
After he was offered and came back to Beersheba.
有人就告诉亚伯拉。
Somebody told Abraham.
他的兄弟不叫拿赫吗？
Wasn't his brother named Nahor?
拿赫的妻子一口气生了八个孩子。
Nahor's wife in one breath bore eight kids.
八个儿子。
Eight sons.
最小的一个叫比图利。
And the youngest son was called Bethuel.
你说讲这个做什么？
Why did he have to mention this here?
圣灵就提了一笔。
The Holy Spirit mentioned it here.
比图利生利伯家。
Bethuel became the father of Rebekah.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
不要忘记。
Do not forget.
在神的心目中。
In God's heart.
紧接着哥哥他的。
Immediately after Golgotha.
紧接着主从死里复活的。
Immediately after the resurrection.
下面接着一件事情。
One thing follows.
和利伯家发生关系。
And it has to do with Rebekah.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and
sisters. 利伯家是谁呢？
Who is Rebekah?
利伯家你看见说和以撒是同一个根源的。
Rebecca and Isaac come from the same source.
你明白吗？
Do you see that?
你看见说亚伯拉罕跟拿赫是兄弟。
Abraham and Nahor are brothers.
所以你看见说这个利伯家和以撒是从一个来源来的。
Rebecca and Isaac come from the same source.
如果以撒预表基督。
If Isaac is a type of Christ.
如果利伯家预表教会的话。
If Rebecca is a type of the church.
亲爱的弟兄
brothers and sisters.
你要记得。
You have to remember.
当亚当睡的时候。
When Adam slept,
神就从他肋旁就取了一根的肋骨。
God took out a rib,
然后就叫了个女人，就是夏娃。
And created the woman named Eve.
这就是一个预表。
This is a type.
亚当预表基督。
Adam is a type of Christ.
现在教会怎么产生的呢？
How is the church born?
教会乃是从基督的肋旁产生的。
Church is born out of the rib of the Jesus.
所以弟兄姊妹，那个肋骨其实就是亚当的一部分。
This rib is a part of Adam.
所以明白吗？
Do you understand?
所以现在很清楚。
It's very clear.
如果现在以撒要娶利伯家的话
if Isaac is to marry Rebecca,
或者说以撒如果要结婚的话
or in other words, if Isaac is to get married,
他不能够娶任何一个迦南地的人
she cannot marry any woman from Canaan, no.
所以在这个地方圣灵就告诉我们
so here the Holy Spirit tells us,
那这里有个女孩子
here's a lady,
表面上你看好像没有什么事
on the surface nothing special,
但是她和以撒是同一个根源的
but here she comes from the same source as Isaac,
是从迦南来的
she did not come from Canaan,
明白吗？
do you understand?
这是圣灵的第一个伏笔。
This is the first groundwork, piece of groundwork.
第二个伏笔。
The second piece.
到23章的时候。
When you reach chapter 23.
你看见说撒拉就死了。
You see that Sarah died.
是127岁。
After 127 years.
那个时候撒拉那个时候以撒只有37岁。
At that time, Isaac was only 37 years old.
那么自从他的母亲死了以后。
Ever since his mother died.
圣经告诉我们他没有得着安慰。
The Bible tells us he had no rest.
一直等到三年以后。
After 3 years.
三年之久。
After more than 3 years,
他一直怀念他所失去的母亲。
He really thought and missed his mother.
后来他见到了利伯家。
Then he met Rebecca.
他心中才得着安慰。
That is when his heart was comforted.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在23章的以撒乃是孤单的以撒。
The Isaac of chapter 23 is a solitary one.
是不肯受安慰的以撒。
One who cannot be comforted.
他的父亲和他差100岁。
His father was 100 years difference in age.
你有没有听过代沟这个名词？
Have you ever heard of
我们和父亲有代沟。
We might have a generation gap with our father.
我们最多是差二十岁到三十岁。
Maybe the difference in age is but 20 or 30 years.
如果二十岁到三十岁算代沟的话
，If we have a generation gap when it's only 20 or 30 years.
你想想看，以撒和他的父亲差一个世纪。
Imagine Isaac and Abraham, they were a century away.
如果亚伯拉罕是19世纪的人，那么亚以撒已是20世纪的。
If Abraham was of the 19th century, Isaac was from the 20th.
你想想看，弟兄姊
妹 ，Think about that.
19世纪有没有 email？
Did we have email in the 19th century?
19世纪有没有飞机啊？
Did we have airplanes in the 19th century?
有没有这些东西啊？
Did we have all these things?
所以你明白吗？
Do you understand?
这个19世纪的头脑跟20世纪都根本不能谈得来的。
The mindset of the 19th and 20th century are not compatible.
这个就是 generation gap 吧。
That's a generation gap.
那个老父亲知道儿子整天写 email， 他不知道什么事啊。
The old father with the son always writing email, he wouldn't understand what that is.
因为他对整个的电脑都是 allergic 的嘛。
Because he's allergic to computers.
弟兄姊妹，这叫什么呢？
What does this mean?
这个叫 generation gap.
This is called generation gap.
这两个人谈不起来的。
These two are not compatible.
他必须爱他的父亲。
He loves his father.
但这里有代沟的。
But there's a gap there.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
他天天也许可以见他父亲的面。
Maybe he can see his father's face every day.
你能想象因着代沟的缘故
？But because of this generation gap，
知道说雅各是孤单的。
You see that。Isaac was
lonely,
very lonely.
所以你若仔细读圣经
，so if you read carefully,
圣经的描写很仔细的。
It's very, the Holy Spirit is very accurate and pinpoint.
他常常到比尔拉海来去。
He always goes to Beer Lahai.
撒拉不在了。
Sarah is no longer there.
到底夏甲是他的奶妈。
And most probably Hagar was his nurse.
弟兄姊妹
brother and sister.
所以因着这个缘故
for this reason.
因着思念他母亲的缘故
because he missed his mother.
所以他只好常常到比尔拉海来去
He had to always go to Beer Lahai.
因为比尔拉海来就是神对夏甲显现的地方
because it was at Beer Lahai that God revealed himself to Hagar.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brother and sister.
你如果读23章的以撒
If you read chapter 23, the Isaac of chapter 23,
这里面没有提到以撒。
Actually, it doesn't mention Isaac.
你可以想象这个时候的以撒。
But at the time, the Isaac of that time,
乃是孤单的以撒。
He is one who is very lonely.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
看在亚伯拉罕的眼睛里面。
In Abraham's eyes,
你知道亚伯拉罕心里怎么说呢？
What does Abraham's heart say?
那人独居不好。
It is not good for a man to be alone.
所以弟兄姊妹
so brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
for this reason,
我们就有了创世纪24章
That is why we have Genesis 24
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这里给我们看见以撒怎样娶利伯家
We see here how Isaac married Rebecca
基督怎样遇见教会
How Christ met the church
这里有一个老仆人
Here's an old servant
我们知道他是预表圣灵
And he is a type of the Holy Spirit
当然亚伯拉罕是预表父神
Of course, Abraham is a type of the father.
弟兄姊妹，在利伯家还不知道以前
，before Rebecca even knew，
你知道说这个亚伯拉罕跟亚伯拉罕的仆人有一番的对话。
The old servant of Abraham and Abraham had a discussion.
你看见亚伯拉罕要他的仆人起誓。
He Abraham wanted his servant to have an oath.
怎么样都不可以娶本地的女子。
You cannot allow my son to marry the woman from Canaan.
也千万不要把我的儿子带回到本地。
And do not take him back.
明白吗
？Do you understand?
现在他要的仆人起誓。
He wanted the servant to have an oath.
意思就是说
，In other words,
在整个这个起誓的过程里面
，Under this matter of the oath,
你看见说，事实上。亚伯拉罕已经预定了一个人做他儿子的妻。
In reality, Abraham already had appointed someone to be his son's wife.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
这就是为什么圣经给我们看见。
That is why the Bible shows us.
在创立世界以前
before the foundation of the world,
神老早就拣选了我们。
God had chosen us already.
在神格，在这个 Council of Godhead 里面。
In the council of the Godhead,
你看见父神和灵神好像开过会了。
The father and the son have opened had a meeting.
神说那人独居不好。
And God said that it is not good for a man to be alone.
所以他就差遣圣灵来到地上来为以撒寻找另外的一半。
So he sent the Holy Spirit down to help Isaac find his other half.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这个是发生在这个这个离开利伯家很远很远的地方。
This all happened very far away from Rebecca.
弟兄，想想看。
Think about it.
利伯家那个时候大概在巴旦亚兰什么地方，我们不知道。
Rebecca was at that time
in Padan Aram. Padan Aram.
Padamaran, somewhere near Padamaran.
所以我们知道他在哈兰那一带的地方。
She was near Haran.
那么她就像所有年轻活泼的女孩子一样。
And she was just like any lively young lady.
她对将来充满了许许多的美梦。
She had dreams of her future.
但是弟兄姊妹
brother and sisters,
也许她会问你一个问题。
Maybe she might ask a question.
我记得我的前途，我的将来是怎样呢？
What is my future hold for me?
但是弟兄姊妹
brother and sisters,
从创世纪24章
from Genesis 24
你知道她的前途老早定好了。
You know that her future was already predestined.
当亚伯拉罕和他的仆人对话的时候
，When Abraham was discussing with his servant,
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister,
利伯家的前途老早已经定好了。
Rebecca's future was already set.
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
明白吗
Do you understand?
在这里给我们看见
It shows us here.
你看见神要为他的儿子找到一个配偶。
God wants to find a mate for his son.
这就是教会。
This is the church.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
教会和基督是同一个根源的。
Church and the Christ come from the same source.
换句话说。
In other words.
教会的来源就是基督。
The origin, the source of the church is Christ.
所以让我们记得。
So let us remember.
因着这个缘故。
For this reason.
现在神就打发那个仆人就去了。
God sent that servant to go.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你知道自从所以这个二十四章是发生在二十二章后面的。
24 happens after chapter 22.
你知道自从我们的主死而复活以后。
Ever since our Lord died and rose.
他升到天上。
He ascended to heaven.
然后圣灵就降下。
And the Holy Spirit came down.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
现在这个老仆人来到地上。
Now this old servant comes down to earth.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
他就是要在这地上呼召利伯家。
He wants to be on this earth. He wants to call out Rebecca.
要做基督的配偶。
To be the mate of Christ.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
这就是今天圣灵所做的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit today.
这是刚开始那一段。
Then that's the very beginning.
那现在有一个问题。
There's one question.
利伯家从来没有见过以撒的。
Rebecca had never met Isaac.
她怎么能够就嫁给以撒
？How can she agree to marry Isaac?
这个你就是很难。这就是为什么许多时候，你如果告诉别人说，从前中国老早都是父母替儿女决定婚姻的。
So it's just like if you were to tell others that in the old China days, the parents would matchmake their kids.
两个人脸都没有见过。
And at that time, kids, the two sides never met each other.
有的时候，两个孩子还在妈妈的两个妈妈的肚子里面。
And at sometimes, the children were matchmade even when they were in the mother's womb.
然后两个妈妈就决定了，他们就指腹为婚，就决定了。
And the mothers agreed together that they would.
他都没有看见过。
They had never even seen each other.
那弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你记不记得后来利伯家的故事
？Do you remember the story of Rebecca？
这个利伯家的家人希望利伯家多待十天呢。
Rebecca's family wanted her to stay an extra 10 days.
然后呢，这个亚伯拉罕这个仆人就说：“你问问利伯家看。”
But then the old servant said, "Why don't you ask Rebecca？"
那利伯家怎么说
？What did Rebecca say？
她说：“我去。”
She said, "I will go."
我要问弟兄姊妹。
I ask your brothers and sisters.
她为什么说我去
？Why did she say I will go?
她从来没有见过他，怎么敢去
？She never even met Isaac. How could she dare go?
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你现在就知道老仆人的使命，他的 mission 是什么
？Now you know what the mission of that old servant was.
今天我们从来没有看见过谁。
Today we've never seen God.
没有看见过主。
We've never seen the Lord.
但是彼得怎么说呢
？But what did Peter say?
你们没有见他，却是爱他。
And though you have never seen him, you loved him.
我们每一个人都这样。
Brothers and sisters, we are all like that.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在我们都是利伯家。
We are all like Rebecca.
我们都愿意说我去。
We are all willing to say I will go.
但是我们没有见过他。
But we've never met him.
我们怎么能去？我们怎么能说我去呢
？How can I say we will go?
所以这个中间有一个步骤是不能够缺少的。
There is one step here that cannot be missed.
这就是今天圣灵怎么得着教会。今天就是主神怎么得着他的教会。
How does God gain his church today?
所以不要忘记了。
Do not forget.
不是因为我们什么也没有看见。
It is because not that we haven't seen anything, or we don't understand anything.
我们就糊里糊涂地说我去了。
So then we just say, oh, we'll just go.
没有。
No.
你若仔细读这段圣经的话。
If you read this carefully.
没有，一点都没有。
No, not at all.
你知道利伯家说我去是有原因的。
Rebecca, when she said I will go, there was a reason.
她为什么说我去呢
？Why did she say I will go?
因为她听见老仆人所做的见证。
Because she heard the testimony of that old servant.
没有圣灵的见证。
If there is no testimony of the Holy Spirit,
今天我们不可能说我去。
Then it is impossible for us to say I will go.
所以现在我们要问。
Now we have to ask.
这个老仆人做的见证是什么见证呢？
What was the testimony of our old servant?
我们好好看一段就清楚了。
Let us read the passage.
我们来看第三十五节，二十四章三十五节。
Chapter 24, verse 35.
耶和华大大的赐福给我主人，使他昌大，又赐给他羊群、牛群、金银、土杯、骆驼和驴。
And the Lord has greatly blessed my master, so that he has become rich, and he has given him flocks and herds, and has become, and silver and gold, and servants and maids, and camels and donkeys.
那最重要三十六节。
Most importantly, verse 36.
我主人的妻子撒拉年老的时候。
Now Sarah, my master's wife.
给我主人生了一个儿子
bore a son to my master in her old age.
我主人也将一切所有的都给了这个儿子
And he has given him all that he has.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
这个仆人的见证利伯家听见了
This testimony of the old servant Rebecca heard.
大家有没有记得
Do you remember?
在约翰福音里面有一段的记载
In the Gospel of John, there's one account.
有人告诉施洗约翰说
Somebody told John the Baptist.
主耶稣，你看很多人都跟着主耶稣去了。
There are many following Jesus.
本来这些人都是约翰替他们施洗的。
These were the ones that were baptized by John.
但是你知道施洗约翰怎么说
？Well, what did John the Baptist say?
他说娶新妇的乃是新郎。
The one who has the bride is the bridegroom.
新郎的朋友就快乐。
And the friend of the bridegroom is happy.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
就在这一段话的后面。
Right after that phrase,
你看见圣灵有一个注解，有一个 footnote.
There is a footnote that the Holy Spirit gives.
那一句话是什么话呢
？What is that phrase?
他讲到为什么这个新妇肯到新郎那里去呢
？Why is the bride willing to go to the bridegroom?
你看见那里有一句话。
There is one word there.
你知道约翰福音怎么说呢
？What does the Gospel of John say?
他说父爱子就将一切万有都交在他的手里。
The Holy Spirit said the Father loves the Son and had given all things into his hands.
这就是圣灵今天对我们所做的见证。
This is a testimony of the Holy Spirit today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
如果圣灵能做这样的见证
if the Holy Spirit can have this testimony,
你看见神老早就立他做就立他做承受万有的。
So you could see that he, God had made him heir of all things.
所以这就告诉我们，然后就借着他创造世界。
And through that he created the world.
所以这就给我们看，在父怀里的独生子。
So we see the only begotten Son in the Father's bosom.
在创立世界以前
，before the foundation of the world.
父爱子
，the Father loved the Son.
他把万有都交在他的手里。
He gave all things into his hand.
早早就立他做承受万有的。
So that he'll be heir of all things.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见吗
？Do you see?
今天我们听见圣灵对我们所做的见证。
Today we hear the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
虽然我们没有看见他
，even though we have not seen him，
我们却是爱他
，but we love him。
我们相信圣灵的见证。
We believe in the testimony of the Holy Spirit。
我们说我们去。
So now we say we will go。
从前有一个小姊妹。
There was a young sister.
她和另外一个女同学住在一个宿舍里面。
And she lived in a dorm with a colleague of hers.
她的见证非常的好。
She had a very good testimony.
所以同房间认为这个小女孩子和别的女孩子不一样。
So her roommate thought that this young girl was very different than others.
她就问她说。
So she asked.
请你告诉我。
Tell me.
你为什么和别人不一样呢
？Why are you different than others?
你的秘密，你的 secret 到底在哪里呢
？What is your secret?
她说我的秘密就藏在我项链的这个。小小像一个小的盒子
And my secret, she said, is found in this pendant on my necklace.
而这个小的盒子里面，如果打开的话
，And if you open up this pendant,
那里面有一张小纸条。
There is a small piece of paper.
那个小纸条上面所写的就是彼得前书第一章第八节。
And that on that small piece of paper is written 1 Peter 1:8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却相爱。
And though you have not seen him.You love him.
为什么我们爱他
？Why do we love him?
因为圣灵在里面做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit has testified.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
就因为这个缘故
，For this reason,
你看利伯家就蒙召了。
Rebecca was called.
你看见神的仆，约这个亚伯拉罕的仆人就把亚伯拉罕从就把利伯家就从那个地方就呼召出来了。
and the servant, the old servant Abraham, called out Rebecca from her belongings. Thank the Lord.
现在你看见利伯家就骑在骆驼上。
Rebecca then went on the camels.
她要经过许多的旷野。
Through the wilderness.
然后就要去见利伯家。
To meet Isaac.
所以弟兄姊妹
so, brother and sister,
今天教会也是同样的经过大而可畏的旷野。
So today, we are the same way the church is going through the terrible wilderness.
骆驼是不洁净的。
The camel is unclean.
但是不洁净的骆驼能带我们经过这大而可畏的旷野。
But an unclean camel can take us through this great and terrible wilderness.
当你走在旷野路上的时候
When you are walking in this wilderness,
你觉得这条路实在是孤单也实在是艰难。
You'll see this way is lonely and difficult.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
一路上利伯家有一个很大的盼望。
Throughout the whole way, Rebecca had a great hope.
她知道再经过多少的艰难。
She knew that no matter how much difficult she
had, 再经过几个的旷野
No matter how many wildernesses,
她就要见到她的新郎。
She will quickly soon see her bridegroom. She will meet the one that the old servant had testified of.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天这个旷野的确是大而可畏的旷野。
Today this wilderness is great and terrible.
今天我们这些利伯家骑在骆驼上面。
We Rebekahs are riding on camels.
但是我们知道
But we know.
我们不久就要见到我们的主。
Soon we will meet our Lord.
所以让我们知道所以我们晓得利伯家就开始走了很长很长的路
So Rebecca went a very long way
这是圣经里面最长的道路其中的一道一条
This is actually one of the longest ways in the Bible
你记得撒拉的父亲亚伯拉罕的时候
Do you remember Sarah's father Abraham?
那个时候有四王和五王打仗
You remember the war of the four and five kings
这个四个王都是从优弗拉底河那一带或者那一边过来的
The four kings came from that side of the Euphrates
然后他们就来到了死海
And they came to the Dead Sea
他们一路上就打出一条路来
And they opened up a way as they fought
所以这条路就圣经里面很有名的王的大道
So this way is known as the King's Highway
那这个王的大道本来是为着军事用的是为着商业来用的
This King's Highway was used before for the military or for business commerce
而利伯家很可能就是沿这个大道到了南地遇见以撒的
But Rebecca probably took the King's Highway all the way to the Negev and met
要几十天的路程才能够见到以撒
Several months to be able to reach Isaac
我们曾经到过优弗拉底
I've been to the Euphrates before.
那么如果你到了优弗拉底你真的像利伯家一样骑着骆驼的话
If you are to ride a camel just like Rebecca did
可以说好几个钟头你根本看不见一个人烟
Many hours of riding you will see nothing
过了优弗拉底河就是一片旷野
After you cross the Euphrates it is wilderness
那个太阳的炎热根本叫你受不了的
The heat of the sun is unbearable
在整个那么大的旷野里面
In that great wilderness
只有两个是绿洲
There's only two oases.
其中一个就是大马色
One is Damascus.
另外一个就是所罗门那个时候拿下来的一座城
And the other one is a city that Solomon had conquered.
一直到今天那个地从来没有改变过
Until today, the geography is the same.
你看见它仍旧是一片旷野
It is a piece of wilderness.
而且你看见难得看见个绿洲
Rarely do you see an oasis.
刚刚开始的时候
At the very beginning.
你能想象利伯家和他的使女还有跟着老仆人这条路他不会走从来没有走过
You know that Rebecca and her maids following that old servant had never gone that way
我不知道怎么来我们不知道怎么经过大而可畏的旷野
We do not know how to go through the great and terrible wilderness
但是老仆人带着利伯家往前
But the old servant brought Rebecca forward
今天圣灵在前面带领我们
The same way the Holy Spirit leads us today
我们就经过一个旷野又另外一个旷野
We go through wilderness after wilderness
到了大马色以后
When we reach Damascus
他们很自然地就往南走
Very naturally they went south
到了没有多久以后
and afterwards
他们终于看到青翠的一片绿的一片
they saw a piece of greenery
然后看见它的右边有一道的湖这就是加利利海
to the right there was the Sea of Galilee
然后再往下走
and they continued down
就看见一个更大的海
they saw an even bigger piece of body of water
那海就是今天我们所知道的死海
And today we know this as a Dead Sea.
这条路还没有走完。
But the way is not over yet.
还得要往南走。
They still have to go south.
那么终于最后就走到了这个红海。
And finally they reached the Red Sea.
到了红海附近的时候。
When they reached the vicinity of the Red Sea.
然后很自然的就左拐，然后慢慢的就往南地那边就去。
Very naturally you turn left and you go towards the Negev.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这就是利伯家所走的路。
This is the way that Rebecca went.
这条路是又遥远又艰难。
This way is a difficult one and a long one.
但是弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
教会就是这样蒙召经过这大而可畏的旷野。
This is how the church is called out to walk through this great and terrible wilderness.
但是我们有个目标。
But we have one purpose.
我们乃是等候旅程的终点，我们要遇见我们的主。
We have one goal, and when we reach the end of our course, we'll meet our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters,
虽然旷野是疲倦。
Even though the wilderness gets us tired,
虽然旷野是艰难
even though it's difficult,
但是一面有圣灵的安慰
but on one hand we have comfort of the Holy Spirit,
有老仆人的引导
we have the leading of the old servant,
另一面毫无疑问的
and unquestionably,
你看见一天更靠近遇见以撒的那一天
each day we are closer to meeting Isaac,
但是感谢主
thank the Lord,
当他走了很遥远很遥远的路的时候
after he walked this very long journey,
圣经告诉我们到了天晚的时候
The Bible tells us that at dusk, at night.
以撒本来是在家里面的。
Isaac was in Galilee.
结果在家里面。
Oh, Isaac was at home.
结果呢，他就出去到田间去默想。
Then he went out to the fields to meditate.
你知道，基督的家就是神的宝座。
You know, the house of Christ is the throne of God.
但是有一当了天晚的时候
，But at night,
一面教会走了很长很长远的路。
On one hand, the church has walked a long journey.
两千年了，教会仍旧走在这条路上。
2,000 years and the church is still walking this way.
新妇跟新郎什么时候相遇呢
？When will the bride and bridegroom meet?
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us,
以撒从家里面就出去。
Isaac left his home.
他到田间去默想。
He went to the field to meditate.
他也走了一段的路。
He also walked away.
所以我们在有一天，我们的主从宝座上就要降到云端。
So we know our Lord one day will come down from his throne to the heavens.
那个云端就是我们主的田间。
He will come to the clouds.
他在那里默想的时候。
That is the field where he meditates.
他看见骆驼来了。
And then he will see the camels.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
最后。
At the very end,
看见说这个利伯家就遇见了以撒。
Rebecca meets Isaac.
哦，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见吗
？Do you see?
这就是今天教会的道路。
This is the way of the church today.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们不是等死。
We are not waiting for death.
我们乃是等到有一天我们在空中与主相遇。
We are waiting one day to meet our Lord in the heavens.
那个是新郎新妇遇见新郎的日子。
That is the day that the bride meets the bridegroom.
那个不是圣经所说的主的日子或者耶和华的日子。
That is not what the Bible says the day of the Lord.
那个是可怕的日子。
That day is a scary day.
那是对世界来说的。
That is the day towards the world.
那对犹太人来说的。
For the Jews.
那对基督徒来说。
But for Christians.
保罗告诉我们说。
Paul tells us.
那是耶稣基督的日子。
That is the day of Jesus Christ.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But dear brothers and sisters, that is the day of Isaac.
那是以撒遇见利伯家的日子。
That is when Isaac meets Rebecca.
三年之久。
Over 3 years.
以撒没有得着安慰。
Isaac was not comforted.
因为他的母亲不在。
Because his mother was no longer there.
这证明说那人独居不好。
It proves that it's not good for a man to be alone.
父亲的亚伯拉罕。
The old Abraham.
就为他预备了利伯家。
He prepared Rebecca for him.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
基督独居不好。
Christ alone is not good.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣灵来到地上今天所做的工作。
The work that the Holy Spirit does here on earth today.
就是要把利伯家预备好了。
It is to prepare Rebecca.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
到了那一天。
At that day.
我们都要站在耶稣基督的面前。
We will stand before the Lord Jesus.
利伯家要站在以撒的面前。
Rebecca will stand before Isaac.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
圣经告诉我们说。
The Bible tells us.
要以撒爱。圣经告诉我们以撒娶。
Isaac married Rebecca.
自从他母亲不在了，这才得着安慰。
And it was that then, ever since his mother had died, this was the first time he was comforted.
圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
以撒娶了利伯家。
Isaac married Rebecca,
并且爱她。
And he loved her.
这是全本圣经第二次 提到爱。
This is the second time in the whole Bible that the word love is mentioned.
这就是圣经给爱所下的定义。
This is the definition of love in the Bible.
第一次提到爱，创世纪二十二章。
The first time mentioned, Genesis 22.
第二次提到爱。
The second time love is mentioned.
创世纪二十四章。
Genesis
24. 第一次提到爱。
The first time mentioned love.
是摩利亚山的故事。
The story of Mount Moriah.
十字架的故事。
The story of the cross.
第二次提到爱。
The second time love is mentioned.
以撒爱利伯家。
Isaac loved Rebecca.
基督爱教会。
Christ loves the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这就是以撒所经过的。
This is what Isaac went through.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
因着这个缘故。
Because of this.
你就知道说神永远的旨意是什么。
You know what the eternal purpose of God is.
神永远的旨意。
God's eternal will.
乃是借着教会来完成。
Is accomplished, fulfilled through the church.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
今天但愿在主回来以前。
May before the Lord return.
但愿利伯家说我去。
May Rebecca say, I will go.
你愿意不愿意去呢？
Are you willing to go?
我不知道现在离开主要来的日子还有多久。
I don't know how far are we from the day that the Lord returns.
我自己非常的相信。
I personally believe.
我觉得自从去年9月11号以后。
Ever since 9/11 last year.
我的感觉就是利伯家大概已经都走完了，约旦河都那边路已经都过了红海了。
I really believe that Rebecca has already crossed the Red Sea.
没有多久已经快遇见以撒了。
Very soon we will see Isaac.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，你有没有准备好呢？
Are you ready?
但愿让我们都能准备好。
May we all be ready.
我们虽然没有看见他。
Even though we have not seen him.
我们却是爱他。
Yet we love him.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters.
这就是以撒，这就是以撒怎样预表基督。
This is how Isaac is a type of Christ.
从永远在父的怀里。
Forever in the bosom of the Father.
弟兄姊妹，他是独生子。
He was the only begotten son.
到了时候。
At the right time.
为女子所生。
He was born of a woman.
你看见是童女玛利亚生的。
As born of the Virgin Mary.
你看在神没有难成的事。
In God there is nothing impossible.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
他在耶和华面前生长如嫩芽。
He grew up as a tender shoot.
然后他怎样的愿意把自己放在十字架上，愿意为我们定做了我们的救主。
And how he became our Savior.
不止如此。
Not only that.
现在你看见，自从我们主死而复活以后。
Ever since our Lord died and rose.
圣灵已经在地上，就是要呼召他的教会。
The Holy Spirit is there calling for His church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
我们乃是等候我们的主回来的。
We are waiting for our Lord's return.
这就是我们的前途。
This is our future.
虽然我们今天经过大而可畏的旷野。
Even though we're going through the great and terrible world.
我们见到他的时候，
When we meet him,
他要擦干我们所有的眼泪。
He will dry all our tears.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and
sisters, 到了那一天，
At that time,
你要看见我们今天所没有看见。
You will see what we have not seen today.
今天我们的灵里面看见他。
Today we see him in spirit.
因为圣灵在我们里面做见证。
Because the Holy Spirit testifies in us.
父爱子。
Father loves the Son,
把万有都交在他的手里，
and has given all things into His hands.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
神本性一切的丰富都在基督里面居住。
For in Him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
现在你看见吗？
Now you see.
这就是以撒所预表的。
This is what Isaac.
神原来心中有一个旨意。
God had a will.
你看见他的目的就是他的儿子。
His purpose was his son.
要他的儿子承受万有。
He wants his son to be heir of all things.
明白吗？但是不仅如此。
Not only that.
那人独居不好。
It is not good for a man to be alone.
圣灵就用以撒的故事。
So the Holy Spirit uses the story of Isaac.
给我们看见儿子的故事。
To show us the story of son.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见了这个故事。
When you see the story.
你看见这个生命。
When you see this life.
好像人把一个水果很漂亮很美很好吃的水果放在空中一样。
It's as if putting a delicious fruit in the air.
你实在觉得非常的好看。
You see, it's very beautiful.
哦，巴不得有一天我也能够吃这个水果。
One day may I be able to eat of this fruit.
主耶稣那个时候是独生子。
At that time, the Lord was the only begotten son.
从他死里复活以后。
But ever since he resurrected from the dead.
他要领众子进到荣耀里。
He is to lead all sons into glory.
在复活里面。
After in resurrection.
他把生命分给了我们。
He gave us life.
我们只要相信耶稣基督做救主。
As long as we believe Jesus Christ is our Savior,
我们有了儿子就有了生命。
As long as we have the Son, we have life.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
这个生命是独出类拔萃的生命。
This life is like one of a class in its own.
你看见吗？那个是神的生命。
It is the life of God.
但是感谢主。
But let us
not thank the Lord. 只要我们相信接受。
As long as we accept.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？我们也能够得到这样的生命。
We can also gain this life.
所以以撒不光是预表基督。
Isaac is not only a type of Christ.
给我们看见他是怎样是儿子。
Shows us how he is son.
也给我们看见这些得到儿子生命的人。
But also shows us who have received the life of the son.
我们这些人都是从圣灵生的。
That we are born of the Holy Spirit.
那弟兄姊妹。现在我们就要来看。
Now we want to see
这个从另外一个角度。
From a different point of view.
以撒怎么预表我们这些
How is Isaac a type of us?
看见吗？那个蓝图还是根据儿子的蓝图。
You see, the blueprint is still according to the son.
但是现在我们要得到儿子的名分。
But we want to have a sonship.
我们不光有基督的生命。
Not only the life of Christ.
但是这个生命要长大。
But this life will grow.
有一天要像基督一样的谦卑。
One day we'll be as humble as Christ.
要像基督一样的温柔。
We'll be as gentle as Christ.
要像基督一样的忍耐。
And we'll have the patience of Christ.
我要磨成神儿子。
We will be conformed to the image of His Son.
那就是我们得到儿子名分的。
Then we will gain sonship.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
基督怎样是承受产业的
？How does Christ is heir of all things?
圣经告诉我们 ，We are co-heir with Christ. 我们是与基督一同做后嗣。
Because we are co-heirs with Christ.
基督如何
？However Christ is.
我们也如何
？That is how we are.
他是基督
，He is Christ.
我们是基督徒
，We are Christians.
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
就好像所罗门跟苏拉米女一样。
It's just like Solomon and the Solomon and Shulamite, the same word. One is the king of peace, one is the queen of peace.
So, 亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
在这里给我们看见
what we see,
我们的主是神独生的儿子
our Lord is the only begotten Son.
但那个生命居然在我们的里面
but that life is in us.
感谢主
thank the Lord.
这个生命要在这里慢慢长大
this life will grow.
所以我们就读到以撒断奶的故事
so we read the story of Isaac being weaned.
生命要长大的
This life has to grow.
本来我们只会吃甘霖，只会吃奶。
Before we can only drink milk.
你知道以撒没有断奶以前
，You know that before Isaac was weaned.
夏甲是他的奶吗
？Hagar was his nurse.
他一天到晚到三岁到五岁就是和这个就是和以斯玛利玩在一起的。
And he kept playing with Ishmael when he was 3 to 5 years old.
所以这什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
这就是告诉我们说
，It shows us
全业的主人
that the master.The master
of all.
The master of all.
那当他做孩童的时候
when he was a child,
因为他一直是和奴仆在一起的
because he was with the slaves,
好像没有分别的
it was not as if he was any different.
你看你当以撒跟以斯玛利玩耍的时候
when Isaac and Ishmael were playing,
你分不出来的
you can't differentiate.
你看见吗？是夏甲来喂以斯玛利的
Hagar was the one who fed Ishmael.
很可能也是夏甲喂以撒的
it is possible that Hagar was the one who fed Isaac.
想想看他们都在一个律法的影子底下
They were all under the shadow of the law
因为加拉太书第四章告诉我
Because Galatians 4 tells us
夏甲是预表律法的
Hagar is a type of the law
以斯玛利是预表肉体的
And Ishmael a type of the flesh
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
看见吗
Do you see
当我们吃奶的时候
When we drink milk
当我们生命幼嫩的时候
When our life is tender
我们就在夏甲跟以斯玛利阴影底下
We are under the shadow of Hagar and Ishmael
你明白吗
Do you understand
这就是我们蒙恩得救以后的故事
This is the story after we are saved.
我们从前以为啊
We thought
一信了耶稣以后
Once we were saved
我们的罪根就像拔牙齿就拔掉了
The root of sin just like a tooth smashed out
我们再也不会犯罪了
No longer do we sin
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你慢慢你发现当你幼嫩的时候
But when you are young and tender
你觉得不光你在那里
You don't think that you see that not only are you there
以斯玛利就在旁边
But you also see that Ishmael is there
到了有一天
So one day
保罗怎么说呢
What does Paul say
在我里面
That in me
就是在我肉体之中没有良善
In my flesh there is no good
立志行善由得我行出来由不得我
That which I want to do I do not do But that which I do not want to do I do
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
你看见吗这个故事什么故事
What is the story
这个故事就是我们生命成长的故事
That is the story of our life growth
所以弟兄姊妹
So brothers and sisters
加拉太书告诉我们
So Galatians tells us
圣灵与肉体相争
That the spirit and the flesh are in opposition
圣灵告诉我们说
The Bible tells us
如果你今天肉体就是死
If you follow this flesh that is death
如果
You set your mind on the flesh
对，如果你体贴圣灵，就是生命平安。
For the mind set on the flesh is death, but the mind set on the spirit is life and peace.
弟兄姊妹，你现在明白吗？
Do you see that?
在这里，当你蒙恩得救以后，
After you are saved,
你看见你是承受产业的。
You are the heir of all things.
你已经有了基督的生命。
You have the life of Christ.
你很自然一样，像基督一样的温柔和谦卑。
You are gentle and humble like Christ.
但是很多的姊妹忍耐一个礼拜实在受不了了。
But many sisters can be patient for one week, but then they can't stand it.
很多好基督徒都好出病来了。
Many good Christians have actually become sick.
你看很多姊妹受难为一直吞的。
So many sisters are so patient and they kept swallowing and swallowing all the difficulties.
这个是受到一个地步胃都颤动了。
That even they get an ulcer.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
你看见我们一直要用自己的办法来希望能成全这些。
We want to use our own ways to conquer.
弟兄姊妹，我们还是活在律法之下。
We still live under the law.
你相信吗？
Do you believe
this? 你什么也不要做。
You don't want to do anything.
你就能有基督的谦卑，基督的温柔，基督的忍耐。
You can have Christ's humbleness, humility, gentleness, and love.
但是你知道，我们总应该做一点点吧。
But we many times say we have to do something.
上次我的记性不好，所以我发了脾气。
The last time I was forgetful, so I lost my temper.
现在我要记得。
But I'm going to remember now.
怎么样都不要发脾气。
I will not lose my temper.
但是第一天可以的。
The first day is okay.
第二天还可以。
Second day is okay.
第三天实在受不了。
Third day I can't stand it anymore.
我还记得我年轻的时候。
I remember when I was young.
我被人得罪了。
I was wronged by someone.
难过啊、
and I felt very bad.
后来我就想啊
and I thought,
如果这个人讲一句话叫我一个晚上睡不着啊
If this person will speak one thing and doesn't allow me to speak does not allow me to sleep for one whole night
我明天要去对他讲一句话叫他一个礼拜睡不着
Tomorrow I'm going to speak a word that will allow him not to sleep for one whole week
但是我想这不像基督徒吧
But I felt that's not like a Christian
所以我说主啊我给你请假一天
So I asked the Lord Lord I'm going to take one day vacation from you
明天以后我又做基督徒了
So after tomorrow I'll be a goodSo, brother and sisters, do you see?
有时候你受伤受得太重了。
Sometimes you are so hurt.
你本来要像君子一样表演不出来的。要表演 gentleman.
You're going to be just like a gentleman and not react to anything.
所以难怪很多的笑都是苦笑啊。
So many times laughter is a bitter laughter.
你对那个弟兄老早都不行了。
You already had a problem with this brother.
你对那个弟兄还要笑啊。
But yet you still have to smile to him.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
在这里我们要总觉得做一点才行。
So many times we think we need to do
something. 哦，我们做的真的很累啊。
And we do it to get so tired.
从前是罪恶的重担。
Before it was the burden of sin.
现在是圣洁的重担。
Now it is the burden of holiness.
你明白吗？
Do you see that?
这个不是以撒。
This is not Isaac.
这是以实玛利。
This is Ishmael.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
我们总是以为说。
We always thought.
我们入门是靠着圣灵。
If we enter the door, it's by the Spirit.
但是我们成全应该靠着我们肉体啊。
But if we are to be perfect, it is according to the flesh.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
神秘诀在哪里呢？
Where is the secret?
这个生命一定要长大。
This life has to grow,
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
到了一个阶段
until you reach one stage,
你知道说母亲就要在她奶头上涂很苦很苦的东西
at one stage the mother will have to put on the nipple something very bitter
现在婴孩不能再吃奶
because no longer can that infant the infant has to be weaned
不能再长大了
no longer can it grow
所以当她这个半奶的时候
so when it is weaned
你看见不光儿子哭母亲也在那里哭
not only the infant cries the mother cries
你看见没有
do you see that
因为这个做儿子的一天天靠近母亲的胸部
because the infant was always by the bosom of the mother
一直吸母亲的奶
and always sucking the mother's milk
现在要半奶了
but now it has to be weaned
这个几乎是办不到的事情
and this is something incredible
但是不要忘记
But let us not forget,
如果没有经过带奶的经历他不会长大
But if you don't go through weaning you can't grow up
他以前他只会吃牛吃奶不会喝吃干粮
Before he can only take milk he couldn't take anything solid
感谢主
But thank the Lord
等到以撒断奶之后
When Isaac was weaned
他很可能仍旧在母亲的怀里
He was still at the mother's bosom
但是现在他所看见的是母亲的笑容
But now what he sees is the mother's smile
以前只想到妈妈的供应
Before he only thought of the mother's supply
现在他想的是妈妈。
Now he thinks of his mother.
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
在这里给我们看。
Now we see，
以撒要长大
，Isaac has to grow。
所以圣经告诉我们。
So the Bible tells us，
到了他父亲指定的时候
，at the set time of the father，
然后他父亲有个很大很大的宴席。
The father had a great banquet。
下面的故事你就知道。
And you know the story。
那个也许是以撒三岁，也许是他五岁的时候。
Maybe Isaac was 3 or 5。
那么有事情发生了。
And something happened。
这个以实玛利就笑以撒。
Ishmael mocked Isaac.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你明白吗
Now do you understand?
根据圣灵的解释
According to the explanation of the Holy Spirit,
血从血气生的逼迫从圣灵
The one that is born from the flesh persecute that one is born from the spirit.
那我们应当怎样做呢
What should we do?
所以等到生命长大的时候
When the life grows up,
所以你看见夏甲和以利以实玛利都得走
Hagar and Ishmael had to leave.
所以你明白吗
Do you understand?
这个就代表律法和肉体。
This represents the law and the flesh.
律法没有地位。
The law has no place.
你看见肉体也没有地位。
The flesh also has no place.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见今天保罗告诉我们说。
Paul tells us.
我们应当顺着圣灵而行。
We need to follow the way of the walk by the Spirit.
这样我们这因为圣灵和肉体相争
Because the spirit and the flesh are in opposition
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我们这让但愿我们能够得着很重要的教训
May we gain this teaching
你知道亚伯拉罕生以实玛利以后
You know that when Abraham gave birth to Ishmael
不光以实玛利和以撒相争
Not only were Ishmael and Isaac in opposition
以实玛利的后裔也和以实玛利的后裔相争
Descendant
is Isaac.
Isaac and Ishmael's descendants were also in opposition.
今天中东局势这么紧张
Then the current events in the Middle East are so nerve-wracking.
怎么解释那个紧张的局面
How do you explain this nervousness?
那就是因为在好几千年前
It is because thousands of years ago,
在摩利亚山上
on Mount Moriah,
你看见有一个圣殿是所罗门的圣殿
There is a temple of Solomon.
过了一段时候
After a while,
你看见主耶稣的
When you see the Lord Jesus,
那就是第二个圣殿
you see the second temple.
这个圣殿是在摩利亚山上。
This temple was on Mount Moriah.
所有以撒的后裔说，这个摩利亚山是我们的。
All the descendants of Isaac said, this is our mountain.
但是过了好几年以后
But after many years,
大概1300年前
13 years ago,
以实玛利的后裔就把那个山头就拿下来了。
Ishmael's descendants conquered that mountain head.
然后就在那个山上就盖了两座的清真寺。
And they built two mosques on that mountain.
那么一直到今天
Until today,
这个以实玛利的后裔说这个山头是我们的。
Ishmael's descendants says, this is our mountain head.
以撒的后裔说这个山头是我们的。
And Isaac's descendants says, it is ours.
以实玛利的后裔说
Ishmael's descendants say,
我找不到证据证明在这座山上曾经有过两个圣殿。
We cannot find proof that there used to be two temples on this mountain.
你看见今天中东的局势为什么这么紧张呢
Why do we have the current events in the Middle East?
以实玛利的后裔说这个山头是我们的。
The descendants of Ishmael said, this is our mountain.
而以撒的后裔说这个山头是我们的。
The descendants of Isaac said, it is ours.
世界这么大。
This world is so big.
他们争一个山头，你看奇不奇怪
？Is it amazing that they're fighting just for a mountain head?
怎么会争一个山头
？They're only fighting for that piece of mountain.
那么最近考古学家发现
，Archaeologists have discovered.
就在清真寺的里面
，and inside the mosque
有一块磐石
，there is a stone.
那个 rock.
There's a rock.
那个磐石应该就是当初至圣所根基所在的地方。
This rock was probably where the foundation of the Holy of Holies was.
你如果今天到清真寺去看的话
，So if you go into that mosque today,
你会发现在那个磐石上有一个长方形那个槽。
You will see that on that rock there's an indentation. A depression that is rectangular.
你如果量它的这个尺寸的话
，If you are to measure it,
和约柜的尺寸是一模一样的。
It is the exact same measurement as the ark.
所以你明白吗
？Do you understand?
如果这些考古学家是对的话
，If these archaeologists are right,
他们不光争一块山头
，Not only are they fighting for a mountain head,
他们争一块石头
，But they are fighting for a rock.
你看这个冤家不是路很窄吗
？Don't you see that? Aren't the enemies crossing together?
世界这么大的地方
，The world is so big.
怎么可能争一个山头而争一块石头
？Why are they fighting for a mountain for a rock?
在这里我们就学了一个很重要的功课。
Here we learn a very important lesson.
以实玛利不能够随便生的。
You cannot just born Ishmael anyway.
亚伯拉罕就是为着要帮神的忙，就生了以实玛利。
To help God, Abraham bore Ishmael.
结果世世代代，你看他们的后裔是彼此为敌。
And for centuries, then they were all in opposition.
这什么故事呢
？What is the story?
这个就提醒圣灵与肉体相争的。
This reminds us that the flesh and the Holy Spirit, the flesh and spirit are in opposition.
所以我常常说笑话，这《长恨歌》不是白居易写的，是亚伯拉罕写的。
So many times I say a joke that this famous poem, long hatred was not written by the famous poet, but by Abraham.
此恨绵绵无尽期，这是亚伯拉罕写的。不必要翻。所以弟兄姊妹，你就知道说亚伯拉罕生了以撒带来的结果是什么。
So now you know the result of Abraham giving birth to Ishmael.
所以以撒一生下来，他就在那个阴影底下。
So Isaac was born under the shadow.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
那感谢主。你怎么应付这种情形？
How do you deal with this
situation? 如果生命要长大的话，
if life is to grow,
第一
first,
你看见说律法没有地位，
that the law has no position,
你看见说肉体没有地位，
the flesh has no place.
所以这就是为什么你看见神告诉亚伯拉罕说，
so therefore God told Abraham,
你要听撒拉的话，
listen to Sarah,
因为这个是合乎神旨意，
because it is according to God's will.
我们如果生命要成长，
if our life is to grow,
如果我们要得着儿子的名分，
if we are to gain sonship,
亲爱的弟兄，
brothers and sisters,
你看见这些功课要学，
we have to learn these lessons.
我们一定要学断奶的功课，
we need to learn the lesson of weaning,
然后慢慢的长大，
and then we will grow.
神就把我们放在儿子的地位上，
God will put us in the place of a son.
这就是圣经里所说的儿子的名分，
this is what the Bible says, a sonship.
以是玛利是消极的，
Ishmael is negative.
到底这个生命怎么长大？
How does this life grow?
怎么能够得着儿子的名分？
How do you gain sonship?
所以感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
当你读以撒的故事的时候，
when you read the story of Isaac,
你发现以撒一生挖了四口的井。
You know that Isaac dug four wells in his life.
就好像他的父亲筑了四座的祭坛一样。
Just like his father built four altars.
就好像他的儿子立了四根的柱子一样。
Just like his son built four pillars.
就好像他的孙子的儿子就是约瑟有四组的梦一样。
And just like Joseph had to deal with four different sets of dreams.
所以为什么以撒是在井旁边过生活呢？
Why did Isaac live by the well?
这就为什么圣经告诉我们他所在的地方是南地，就是在别十巴那一带地方。
That is why the Bible tells us that he was by the Negev near Beersheba.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你就看见这四口井的记载就记载在二十六章上。
You will see that these, chapter 26 speaks of these wells.
你还记不记得，那个因为这个那个时候有个饥荒。
And at that time there was a famine.
所以以撒就很想到埃及去。
Isaac wanted to go to Egypt.
结果神就在梦中拦住他。
And that God in the dream told, stopped him.
所以以撒就留下来去过埃及。
Abraham went to Canaan.
这个雅各也去过埃及。
Jacob also went to Egypt.
我们知道就是以撒没有离开埃及。
Only Isaac did not leave Canaan.
所以你看见因为他住下来的缘故。
Because he stayed.
所以神就祝福。
So God blessed him.
那么他就耕种一年就一百倍的收成。
And he got 100-fold one year.
那么他有羊群牛群还有许多的仆人。
He had flocks and herds and many servants.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
他一顺
服， as soon as
he不肯离开迦南，
as soon as he obeyed and did not leave Canaan,
神就祝他，
God blessed him.
但是因为那个祝福太大的缘故，
but because this blessing was so great,
圣经说非利士人就嫉妒他，
it says that the Philistines envied him.
所以到了有一个时候，
so at one time,
所以他们这个亚比米勒就对以撒说，
Abimelech told Isaac,
你离开我们去吧，
please leave us.
所以你看见以撒就被赶走了。
So Isaac was sent away.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
但是圣经告诉我们怎么说呢？
What does the Bible tell us?
这个以撒呢就离开那里。
Isaac left there.
就在基拉尔之大帐。
And then he bare his tent in the valley of Gerar.
仍旧在基拉尔。
And he was still in Gerar.
但现在是在基拉尔。
But now he was in the valley of Gerar.
你看见吗？
Do you see that?
等到这个以撒在非利士人中间的时候，
while he was amongst the Philistines.
你知道谁是非利士人？
No, who are the Philistines?
根据圣经，
according to the Bible,
这个非利士人和以色列人很像。
The Philistines are very close to the people of Israel.
他们都是从埃及出来的。
They all left Egypt.
他们最后也进到迦南去。
And they also entered Canaan.
所以起点跟终点都很像。
The beginning point and the end point are very similar.
他们中间的过程不一样。
But what they went through was different.
你看见说，这个非利士人直接就这么进去的。
Philistines went through directly.
以色列人一定要经过两道水的。
The people of Israel had to go through two bodies of water.
要经过红海。
They had to go through the Red Sea.
要经过约旦河。
They had to go across the Jordan.
所以表面上这两班人很像。
On the surface, they seem the same.
但是不一样。
But they're different.
你看在以色列上有两道水。
On the people of Israel, there's two bodies of water.
用我们的话来说，
in our words,
这两道水代表十字架的工作。
These bodies of water speak of the cross.
因为十字架解决了世界的问题。
On one hand, the cross delivers us from the world.
因为十字架解决了自己的问题。
And it also delivers the problem of self.
但是非利士人呢？
But what about the Philistines?
他也离开埃及。
They also left Egypt.
进到迦南。
They also entered Canaan.
从来十字架没有做工过。
But the cross never worked in their lives.
对，那个代表属灵的假冒。
So it speaks of a spiritual counterfeit.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见说现在以斯玛利是不在。
No longer Ishmael is here.
但是你看见以撒的周围都是腓力斯。
But Isaac is surrounded by Philistines.
所以他们刺激他。
So they provoke them.
那么你如果只读歌中之歌的话
，So if you read the Song of Songs，
你知道所罗门怎么说呢
？What does Solomon say？
他说我的妹子好像百合花在茎。
Says my maiden is just like a lily among the thorns.
你看以撒就像百合花在荆棘丛中一样。
And Isaac is just like that lily among the thorns.
只有荆棘能刺伤百合花，百合花不可能刺伤。
Only the thorns can prick the lily. The lily can never prick the thorns.
所以他什么田都种好了。
So all the fields are planted.
所有东西都在他手里。
Everything is in his hands.
结果亚比米就说：“你们离开我们吧。”
But Abimelech said, "Go away."
但是我们知道他们就离开了基拉尔。
And they left Gerar.
但是来到了基拉尔。
But they reached the valley of Gerar.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
现在这个百合花变成谷中的百合。
Now the lily becomes the lily of the valley.
谷中的百合花和盆中的百合花不同在哪里
？What is the difference between the lily of the valley and the lily in the pot？
盆中的百合花是人来看顾、人来浇灌、人来欣赏。
The lily in the pot is watered by man and is appreciated by man.
但是什么是谷中的百合花呢
？But what is the lily of the valley？
当以撒在基拉尔谷的时候
，When Isaac was in the valley of Gerar，
你看见不光神看他
，Not only did God look over him，
而且神浇灌他
，But God also poured out to him，
同时神也欣赏他
，And God was pleased with him。
你看见吗？这就是以撒的故事。
That's the story of Isaac。
根本就在那个时候
，And at that time，
他就挖了第一口的井
，He dug the first well。
结果腓力斯说这是我的
，And the Philistine said this is ours。
结果他离开
，So he left again。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
什么叫做井
？What is the life well？
井到底代表
？What does the well represent？
你如果仔细的去读这个，你若仔细读约翰福音第四章
，If you read carefully John 4，
你知道我们的主提醒撒玛利亚
，Our Lord reminded the Samaritan woman，
如果你要得到这个活水，你若相信主的话
，If you believe in the Lord，
那么在他的腹中就有一井的泉源
，Inside you have a well of living water，
所以有一口井在它里面
，So there's a well inside her，
所以这口井乃是代表我们要伸出去
，This well shows that we need to go to the depths，
你看在我们里面有个很深的东西
，There's something very deep inside of us。
你只要往深处去
，As long as you go to the depths，
这就是圣经里面所说的灵。
That is what the Bible says, the Spirit。
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
当一个器皿往深处去的时候
，So when you're going down into the depths，
你就碰到活水了。
You will meet living water。
所以弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你看见以撒怎么长大呢
？How did Isaac grow？
应当要顺着圣灵而行。
He would walk by the Spirit。
什么顺着圣灵而行
？How do you walk by the Spirit？
你看见圣灵总是把我们带到深处。
The Spirit will always bring us to the depths.
你看见没有
？Do you see that?
第一口井
，the first well.
结果他就离开
，left.
他没有和他们相争
，he did not fight with them.
第二口井
，the second well.
又离开了
，he left again.
他也没有相争
，did not fight again.
稀奇不稀奇
？Is that amazing?
当人打你右脸的时候
，when somebody hits you on the right cheek.
你看这里有个反应给他的左脸
，here's a reaction of giving him the left cheek.
两次的争执以后
，after twice.
你看第三次他们又挖了一口井
，the third time he dug another well.
他们给那口井起名叫利和伯
，and they gave the name of that well called Rehoboth.
利和伯就是宽阔的。
Rehoboth means broad places.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
你现在看见没
？Now you see.
本来我们这个人是很小的。
Before we were very small.
人如果打我右脸，我回去生闷气。
Somebody who hits me on the right cheek, I'll be very angry.
你像你若基督徒，你不敢打回去。
And if you're a Christian, you don't fight back.
但是弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
怎么说呢
？What did the Lord say?
如果人打你的右脸
，if he hits you on the right cheek，
你要转过左脸了。
Turn your left cheek.
你的敌人没有意思要你的左脸。
Your enemy doesn't want your left cheek.
你如果没有转左脸，你没有得罪你的敌人。
If you don't turn your left cheek, you have not wronged your enemy.
但你得罪一个人。
But you've wronged someone.
有人叫你转过左。
Someone told you to turn your cheek.
这一位不是你的敌人。
He is not your enemy.
这一位圣主。
He is your Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters,
你明白吗
？Do you understand?
现在这里有一个生。
Here there's a life.
是要把我们带到深处。
To bring us into the depths.
也把我们带到宽。
And to bring us into the broad places.
这是第三口井。
That's the third well.
然后圣经告诉我。
Then the Bible shows.
他就慢慢的往东。
They went to the east.
你如果今天到别十八去的。
If you go to Beersheba today.
这个基拉尔是在你西边。
The Gerar is circumcision your west.
所以现在慢慢地往东移。
They're going to the east.
就到了别十巴。
And they reach Beersheba.
别十巴是很重要的。
Beersheba is very important.
你看见在那里神就他显现。
God revealed himself, appeared to them.
那么然后他的仆人又挖。
And his servants dug the fourth well, brothers and sisters.
如果一个基督徒
if a Christian
真的照着山上的样式
is to follow the Sermon on the Mount
来做基督徒的
and is a Christian according to that,
这个人一定是破产。
This is one of one who is broken.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
Quaker 曾经在美国的，在美国的时候
the Quakers in the United States,
他们附近很多印第安人
they were surrounded by Indians.
所以很多人家里面都有枪
and many of them, many people had guns.
有很多的 Quaker 家里就是不肯有枪
and Quakers refused to have guns.
他们相信神要保他
they believe God would protect them.
你真的相信神能保
do you believe God can protect you?
山上的教训是个什么生活呢？
What is the life of the Sermon on the Mount?
你这个人是没有保
is you have no protection.
明白吗？
Do you understand?
就像别十八一样
just like Beersheba.
别十八不是一座城啊
Beersheba is not a city.
Beersheba is a 空旷的地方
Beersheba has an open space.
你随时就在敌人的脚，就在敌人的枪下的。
You are right in the enemy line of attack.
你明白吗？当你读山上教训的时候
，When you read the Sermon on the Mount,
两件事你要记得。
Two things to remember.
第一，你不要随便嘛把山上教训给那些属肉体的人。
Do not just give the Sermon on the Mount to those who are of the flesh.
第二，我们要像主那样天天的祷告，主教导我们天天祷告。
Secondly, we need to do what like the Lord taught us how to pray.
叫我们不遇见凶。
So that we be delivered from evil.
什么叫凶恶呢？
What is evil?
就叫你不遇见打你右脸的。
So to avoid the one who hits you on the right cheek.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
但是如果有人真的打你右脸的话，
But if somebody does hit you on the right cheek,
你要把左脸转过来。
Turn your left cheek.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
你看这就是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵借着这个扩充我们。
He embodies us.
带我们到深处。
It takes us to the depth.
把我们带到长子名分的地步。
And brings us to sonship.
所以让我们记住。
So let us remember.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
你看见最后终于有了宽。
At the very end, you have broad places.
那光是这样。
Not only that.
你问一个问题。
You ask a question.
那我们基督徒不是没有保护吗？
Do Christians don't have protection then?
信心生活最高的表现。
The life of faith, the greatest manifestation.
就是你相不相，你什么都不做。
Is that you do nothing and God can protect you.
这就是以撒。
That is Isaac.
以撒就是什么都不做。
Isaac did nothing.
你不用自己的手来保护你。
You don't protect yourself with your own hand.
现在我们难处就是一手拍力。
Today's difficulty is we always use our hand to protect ourselves.
便宜点东西。
We can't eat things that are salty.
便宜点东西也不能吃。
We can't eat things that are sweet.
我们慢慢就没有东西吃了。
Slowly we have nothing we can eat.
而且现在我们吃东西就是浪子吃的东西。
And what we eat, we end up eating what the prodigal son ate.
你知道浪子吃那个东西啊，就是我们什么 bran 了，这些都是那个是最不豆荚的东西。
Actually, if you know, the prodigal son ate stuff like bran.
我们如果这样保护自己，有一天没有东西吃了。
If we are to protect ourselves like that, we can't eat anything.
什么叫做信心的生活呢？
What is the life of faith?
你相不相信？
Do you believe?
你真的照着山上的样式来跟随主的话
you follow according to the Sermon on the Mount
主要做你的保护你信不信
the Lord will be your protector do you believe that
太神奇了吧
you said that's amazing
感谢主
thank Lord
他们挖第四口井时
when they dug the fourth well
这个亚比米勒和那些就来了
Abimelech and his friends came
以撒说你们恨我们你们干嘛还来呢
Isaac said you hate me why are you here
他们怎么说
you know what they said
我们明看见与你同在
we have seen plainly that the Lord has been with you
你看见没有弟兄姊妹
do you see that
转过第二个脸
When you turn the second cheek, you walk the second mile.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
明明与他同在。
Plainly that the Lord has been with you.
它里面有一个生命是超越的生命。
There is a life that's a supernatural life.
哦，感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord.
但这样的人谁来保护他呢？
Who can protect some of these people?
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
他说，我看见了神与你们同在。
We see plainly that the Lord has been with you.
这些害怕。
Then the Philistines were afraid.
他说，你不要来欺负我。
They said, don't come hurt us.
所以他们就起誓。
So they created, had an oath.
起誓什么意思呢？
What did they, why did they establish an oath?
他们不觉中间就盖了一道墙。
So they built an invisible wall.
你不要过来，我也不要过去。
You don't come to us, we don't come over to you.
这是弟兄姊妹，以撒不怕非利士人来啊。
Isaac was not a...
不，以撒，其实非利士人不怕以撒的人过去啊。
Actually, the Philistines don't have to fear Isaac's people going over.
多半是以非利士人会来的。
It's probably the Philistines will attack Isaac.
以撒没有想到保护的问题。
Isaac never thought of being protected.
但是稀奇不稀奇。
But is this amazing or not?
现在世界和以撒立约。
But the world had an oath with Isaac.
让我拼一道墙。
And created a barrier.
你不要过来，我也不要过去。
You don't come over, I don't go over.
弟兄姊妹
Brother and sister,
这叫什么？
What is this?
这叫神的保护。
This is God's protection.
你相不相信神的保护？
Do you believe God's protection?
你相不相信马太五章六章七章？
Do you believe Matthew 5, 6, 7?
凡听见这话又去遵行的。
And that you hear it and you go do it?
这个人是把房子盖在磐石上。
This is the one who builds his house on the rock.
你说没人保护了。
You said nobody protects me.
神是我们的保护。
God is our protector.
你永 永远是以撒。
Forever you'll be Isaac.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
然后以撒把他朋友打发走了。
Isaac sent his friends away.
然后仆人告诉就报消息来。
And the servants gave the news.
我们得到水了。
We have found water.
现在他们有活水了。
Now they have living water.
他们就给那个起名叫做别是吧。
And they called it Beersheba.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你明白。
Now you understand.
为什么以撒的一生几乎都在别是吧。
Why was Isaac living his life all in Beersheba?
明白吗？
因为
这个缘故
For this reason,
你看见说以撒就慢慢慢地得着儿子
Isaac slowly gained sonship
感谢主弟兄
Thank the Lord
你看见说今天是这样的生命放在我们
The Lord has given us this life
因为这个生命
This life is not found on this earth
地上的生命你打他他去
The life on this earth If you hit him, he hits back
从前有一个牧师也讲那段圣经
And this, but once there was a pastor who spoke on this passage
下面一个坏人上着讲台就打他一个耳光
And one of the person in the audience came up and hit the pastor he got more and more angry he said wait he took the Bible and he hit him on his head not only that and he said may the wrath of God be upon your head always brothers and sisters that is our life we will always fail but thank the Lord that is the life of the son if you have the son you have life that life allows us to turn our cheek walk the second mile thank the Lord this person is God's son he has the life of the God's son thank the Lord this is sonship we thank the Lord not only negatively did we cast out Ishmael but like the Bible says walk by the Spirit brothers and sisters this is the story of our I already have passed my time but I have to borrow another 10 minutes but if I don't say this piece and they will not be complete when we speak of son we saw that Isaac found Rebecca not forget there is one lesson in sonship it is not that we are the only son or daughter of God we are together with all the children are the sons of God yes through the Holy Spirit God wants Rebecca but how do you gain Rebecca in Isaac it's very clear why did Isaac have to go to Moriah consecration for Isaac and Rebecca is not just a is not a crisis but it is also a way do not forget we know the way to Moriah is the same way to Jerusalem it is what Psalm 84 says the highways of Zion when you go to the highways of Zion you will pass through the valley of tears and that highway is a plural there are several highways to Zion but the first highway is the one that Abraham and Isaac rode. They went through the valley of tears. Because through the valleys they're full of tamarisk trees. And on the tamarisk trees are all those hanging tears. So when Abraham took Isaac on that way, it's as if he had a knife pierced in him. Brothers and sisters, so you see how Abraham went through the valley of tears. Do you understand? So the place where Isaac was offered, that is where the temple was built. Wherever there's a temple site, do not forget, that city is the city of Jerusalem. Didn't God say that he's going to build Jerusalem? How is Jerusalem Jerusalem? If there was no offering of Isaac, there was no Jerusalem. And where Isaac was offered, that is where the temple is. And you call that place Jerusalem. It can't be Paris, it can't be London. There's only one city that has a foundation. And that is the one that God has created, built. Do you see that? Now you understand. When the people of Israel entered Canaan, God told Moses, 3 three times the people of Israel have to return to Jerusalem. If they are to offer, they can't offer up in the nearby mountains. They can't be like all the other religions. What do they have to do? They have to walk a long way. They have to go to Mount Moriah. In other words, everybody has to go the highways of Zion. When they meet God, they cannot come empty-handed. They have to bring the best produce of Canaan. In other words, everybody brings their Isaac. Do you understand? So every year, three times they meet before God. There is a one testimony that tells the whole world, look what God has done, marvelous work. He did not only gain one Isaac, he's gained thousands of Isaacs. Every Israelite, do you see that? If they have to offer up, they cannot do it in the kitchen or on a hill. They have to walk the highways of Zion. So brothers and sisters, every year, three times they come and bring the produce to Jerusalem. They are reenacting the story of Abraham and Isaac. Do you understand? Wherever there's a temple, that is where Jerusalem is. Doesn't the temple represent the church, the type of the church? Is the church abstract? Tell me. 200 people gathered together. Is that the reality of the church? These 200 people can be 200 individuals. This can be a congregation. How do you have a temple site here, brothers and sisters? But these 200 are just like Isaac. They all give themselves up. The produce they bring is like Isaac. They cannot come empty-handed. So when they gather together, the testimony of Israel is there. In our words, when we bring our Isaac, when we bring the best, the thing that God has given us, when we gather together, that is a testimony of the church. That is a testimony of union. When we come together, whether hymn or prayer, no matter what we do, we want everybody to see Christ. We want to see the Son. Brothers and sisters, the Son in the bosom, Father of the bosom, brothers and sisters, this is how God can gain Rebecca on earth today. Tomorrow our meeting ends. Tomorrow we're going to go to our homes. Brothers and sisters, do you have something that you like to do? Do you like to always stay with people that you like? Do you always keep to the people that speak in Cantonese? And you speak Fukienese, that's why you always stay with those who speak Fukienese. This is not the testimony of the church. What is the church? Are you willing to put yourself on the altar? Are you willing to live beside the well, like Isaac? When the whole church gathers together, it's like going through the highways of Zion. All of us will go through the valley of tears to the valley of Baca. But thank the Lord, we come before the Lord. When the brothers are dwelling together in unity, God will gain a tremendous testimony before the Lord returns. The Lord wants to gain that testimony. Don't spread fatalism, brothers and sisters. We cannot stand it. We believe that God will do His work. We will fail. But what is the reason for our failure? Because we keep Isaac. Brothers and sisters, thank the Lord. The birth of the testimony of the church, that he not only gains one Isaac, he gains thousands of Isaacs. You tell me, in your local gathering, don't tell me how many people are there. Tell me how many Isaacs are there. Brothers and sisters, however many Isaacs are there, that is how much you can measure the testimony in that place. Brothers and sisters, God is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank you. We know the God of Isaac. And it has to do with the testimony of the church. May the Lord be merciful to us, especially for the younger ones. May you know what the church is. Today we say the church is but a building. No, brothers and sisters. Church is what Rebecca represents. The church is when these thousands of Isaacs going through the highways of Zion meeting before the Lord. This is the testimony of the church. This is Jerusalem. The new Jerusalem begins today. Brothers and sisters,
亚伯拉罕乃等候。
Abraham is waiting for a city with foundations. We give all glory and love to him. Not only did God work on Abraham, on Isaac, also worked in Jacob, brothers and sisters. And then you see, people of Israel had to walk 3 times a year the highways of Zion. What does that mean? Everyone reenacting Abraham and Isaac's story. Because their God is the God of Abraham, Isaac. And Jews today still don't understand. They pray thrice a day. Every time they begin God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they don't understand. Brothers and sisters, we according to the Bible understand. We know our God. How he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Thank Lord, brothers and sisters. Through the history of Israel, you can see that they are the type of the church. Every year they gather together. This is the testimony of Israel. It is but a type, speaking testimony of the church. Brothers and sisters, when you speak of sonship, this is all things are doable. It is not abstract. The Lord have mercy on us. May they deeply impress these words in us. 10 minutes is up. I did not use more than one prayer. Lord, we commit this time to you. And though you have spoken, not let us go. May the words depress time. Before you return, may you gain a Rebecca. Gain the testimony of the church. May the enemy be shamed. May you draw thousands of Isaacs that we can walk the highways to Zion. We come before you to meet you. Every time we break the bread, we gather together and pray. We want to walk the highways to Zion. We want to be the testimony of the church. We want to tell the universe, thank you, because you are the God of Isaac. May the God of Isaac gain all the glory. In Jesus' precious name.